The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Is it too late for me to enter my name in the presidential election coming up in November? Quite the tumultuous week for Donald J. Trump. Not a tumultuous week for me. I'm calm. I'm relaxed. I've got all my alpha male accoutrements around me, cigars, spirits, delicacies, comfortable chair. The TVs are all set, and we're less than 30 days away from college football. I think we're about 40 days away from the National Football League. Football Saturdays and Sundays are coming back. I am concerned about the election. It was a horrible, horrible week for Donald Trump. We'll probably get into that a little bit. The guy needs me, I'll tell you that. Tell you what he needs is a dose of humility is what he needs. Long-ass greetings and salutations. A long-ass snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. We are T-minus 7 days a week away and counting from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, New York, the Western New York Theater of Operations. We cannot wait. This is the last time I will be in Command Center Alpha Humidor 1A for at least 2 or 3 weeks, because we will be conducting broadcast maneuvers next week from Buffalo Riverworks, downtown Buffalo, and then the following week from a classified location, Lieutenant Gary O'Brien's pub, the GOP, the most exclusive pub and clandestine pub in the Western New York Theater of Operations. So we have two great shows coming up for you back to back. We'll get into more of the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest in a few moments. But it is another lugubrious situation that is coming our way, Lieutenants.
Live, local, late-breaking, this is a Cigar Dave News Bulletin.
Welcome to the big house in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where the Michigan Wolverines will take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Hello, everyone, Keith Jackson. Now, you're probably saying, why am I doing my Keith Jackson? Why am I talking about Ann Arbor? Because the enemies of pleasure have invaded Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor, the first city in Michigan, has voted to raise the tobacco purchase age from 18 to 21. So now all of you that want to enjoy a cigar at the University of Michigan are going to have to go all the way to Ypsilanti. You know, there's nothing like listening to Keith Jackson. In fact, I will go to YouTube to listen to Keith Jackson. I don't care if Keith Jackson was calling checkers or calling an arm wrestling match. Keith Jackson made it sound exciting. But what is not exciting is what is going on in Ann Arbor. This past Thursday, the Ann Arbor City Council voted 9-2 approving an ordinance raising the minimum age to purchase tobacco products, including cigars, from 18 to 21. Now, you know my feelings on this. You know how absurd this is, that the enemies of pleasure, that the bureaucrats, that these moronic elected officials are essentially moving the goalposts back. You know, ironic we're talking about football, Michigan football, because when you think about it, if you want to adjust the playing field, what do they do in the National Football League? They move the goalposts back 10 yards. Got to be, what, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, something like that? Whatever it is. Well, that's exactly what is taking place now with government agencies, city councils, elected bodies. What they are doing is essentially moving the goalposts back, not 10 yards, but 50 yards. It has always been considered the legal age in this country that at 18, you are legal. We've seen the movement to lower the voting age from 21 to 18, because people said, look, these people are old enough to serve in the Army. They're old enough to serve in the Navy, in the Marine Corps, in the Armed Forces, but they're not old enough to vote on the outcome, the stake in this country. So what happened? They lowered the voting age to give the 18-year-olds representation. But now it seems when it's a product that certain government officials, elected officials, bureaucrats don't like, they have a dislike for, a moral dislike for, what are they doing? Oh, we have to raise the age from 18 to 21 because these teens, and let's face it, if you're 18 or 19, you're still theoretically and technically a teenager. These teens aren't smart enough to make up their own decisions, make up their own minds. Yet, at 18 or 19, these are the same people that said we have to lower the voting age from 21 to 18. And I could make an easy case saying, you know what? It shouldn't be 18 because most of the people you see in this country now are between being illiterate and being plain dumb and stupid and misinformed and no clue as to current events. They shouldn't be voting at the age of 18. It's pathetic. But here we have Ann Arbor, Michigan, first city in the state of Michigan, now to get behind this national Tobacco 21 movement. Now, the supporters of this movement and in Ann Arbor said that now the reason they want to increase the age is to make it harder for teens to get their hands on cigarettes and help prevent early tobacco addiction and save lives. And the reason they say that we need to up it from 18 to 21 is because the 18 and 19-year-olds are purchasing the tobacco products and sharing it with people that are not of legal age at 18. Do you buy that for a second? Yeah, maybe that happens. But let's face it. That had nothing to do with why they voted to increase the tobacco purchase age in Ann Arbor and any other city or state or municipality in this country. It has nothing to do with why they want to increase the age from 18 to 21. It has everything to do with social control. It has everything to do with disliking a product that they deem morally offensive. And as I've told you, I've said this before, for those of you that listen to this show, and we have many that don't smoke cigars, many are not cigar connoisseurs, but many do enjoy distilled spirits, beer, wine, they enjoy steaks, they enjoy their coffee. What have I said over and over and over? They're coming after you. Philadelphia, soda tax, they're coming after you. I've got a story here that I probably won't be able to get to today. I'm going to get to it next week. But I'm looking at it right now, and there is a movement underway by a United Nations agency to heavily tax red meat under the guise that it must be taxed because it contributes dramatically to climate change and global warming. Now, if you believe that's the reason they're doing it, forget it. It has nothing to do with climate change. That's the guise they use. Remember, they can't tell you the truth. If they came out and said, we want to raise the age for one reason, because we are morally against it, their argument wouldn't hold water. Everyone would say, well, wait a minute. You may be morally against it, but this is a country that is founded on freedom. This is a country that you may not like something or like a product, but people have the right to consume it at a legal age, and that age is 18. So I love the people, and again, this is not a political argument, but I love the people that are voting saying we have to raise the age from 18 to 21 because people aren't smart enough to make their own choice and their own decision, so we have to make the choice for them. Yet these, in many cases, are the same people that say, well, a woman should have the right to choose. And I'm not making a political statement one way or the other. I'm simply using that as an example, as a case example, as to why they are hypocritical. On one hand, they say, wait a minute, this group of people should have the right to choose. And by the way, I'm all in favor of people being able to make their own choices. I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't want you telling me what to do. But we see this over and over and over again. One group, it's okay that they can have choice, but another group that happens to like cigars or spirits or some other product, no, you can't make that choice. And looking at this vote in Ann Arbor, it is just amazing to me. Here's what one of the council members said, Kirk Westfall, Taxocrat. By the way, we're going to change the name. Not only is it going to be Taxocrats, but if you do the history of the Democrat Party, they really were founded on slavery, on maintaining slavery. And do the history. Do the research on this. Andrew Jackson was the founder of the modern Democratic Party, I think in 1832, 1823, something around there, I think 1832. He was a slave master. He was a slave owner. And the Democrat Party was pro-slavery. In fact, one of the reasons they were founded was to maintain slavery. The Republican Party was founded as an abolitionist party to eliminate slavery. Now, I realize they don't teach that in many, they don't teach history, period, in many high schools and colleges, or if they do, it's altered. But just do the research on that, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. But we're going to have to come up with a new name. So not only Taxocrats, but SM for slave masters, because that's really the founding of the Democrat Party. But this guy goes on to say, I do sympathize with the business owners who may be affected, but this in the short term, not by this in the short term, but the science is clear on this. What science? What science? The science is that at 18 years of age, in this country, you have a legal right to vote. You can legally join the armed services and pay the ultimate price. You can serve in the country. You can die for your country. You can give your life and limb for this country. But what science are they talking about, that at 18 we're not smart enough to go buy a cigar? When I come back, I want to finish talking about this, because this is encroaching now, not just on people who smoke cigars or tobacco. We are going to start to see this movement in other products, guaranteed. Again, it's a hypocritical argument. One group can make their own choices, but another group can't. We'll continue as I get into this, because this I am so irate about this, because at what point are we adults in this country? Tell me. We'll answer that question when we return.
The 2016 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Rocky Patel Premium Cigars, is Saturday, August 13th at Buffalo River Works. Get your tickets now at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Alpha is a big event taking place in the Buffalo Theater of Operations, Saturday, August 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, one of the great events of the year at the Buffalo Riverworks, downtown Buffalo. This is an all-inclusive VIP ticketed event. From the time you walk in until the time you leave, you will enjoy great cigars, including six premium Rocky Patel cigars, including the new Rocky Patel 55th making its worldwide debut. We'll have a full Alpha lunch buffet, including Salem Smokehouse Buffalo Dogs, a carnivore carving station, paella with meat and seafood. It's going to be fantastic. You will have drinks, including five different craft beers from Hamburg Brewing. We will have samples of Woodford Reserve, Old Forster, Jack Daniels. You'll get a commemorative gift. Go to CigarDave.com. Get your tickets now. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, Saturday, August 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffalo Riverworks in Buffalo. We will see you there.
It's an exquisite day here at the Jensen Estate Patio overlooking the 13th Green.
And we're underway. Jim Jensen is chosen his favorite stick.
The Diamond Crown No. 4 by J.C. Newman.
See the way he holds the cigar, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent balance and heft.
Ooh, he's eyeing the silky Connecticut Shade Wrapper, fermented twice for the smoothest, richest flavor.
And hand-rolled by the Fuente family with a blend of 6 to 7 distinct Dominican and Caribbean Basin tobacco leaves.
Each lovingly aged for at least 5 years. Oh, now Jensen's lighting up the Diamond Crown.
He's got a precision burn, Tom.
Those highly complex flavors with hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman Cigar Co. or visit DiamondCrown.com.
Hello, this is George Padron of Padron Cigars. I want to extend the long ash greetings to all the Alpha Male listeners of the Cigar Dave Show. Join us for the next hour where we talk all the history of Padron, all the trials and tribulations, and the great history that we're all fortunate to be a part of as part of the Padron family.
Our third and final segment in our interview series with Jose O. Padron, celebrated his 90th birthday just about a month ago. And George Padron, I know you are going to enjoy that very, very much. And speaking of Padron, later on in this hour, I will tell you about the new Padron 90th birthday cigar that was just unveiled. Actually, I had a chance to smoke it when I was down with them about a month or so ago. I was sworn to secrecy, but a fantastic cigar. A few minutes, I want to remind you about our Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest next week in the Buffalo Theater of Operations. But I want to finish about in Ann Arbor, Michigan, voting to raise this week the purchase age for tobacco products from 18 to 21. And again, even if you don't smoke cigars, I don't smoke cigarettes, I don't smoke pipes, but I like cigars. It's irrelevant. The product is irrelevant. What is relevant is at what age do we consider citizens of this country to be legally an adult? Is it 18 or is it 21? Because right now, by law, you can vote at 18. Right now, by law, you can serve in the military and die for your country at 18. Now, you can't have a drink until you're 21. I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy there. In fact, one of the problems I think about in this country is the fact that we should do what Europe does. We should introduce alcohol to kids at a very young age, at the dinner table, so they appreciate alcohol, so they don't go out and binge, so that they don't look at it and say, oh, it's a prohibited product, I'm going to get my hands on it, I'm going to go to town. Remember, people want what they can't have. I always was exposed to alcohol from the time I was a little kid, parents having wine at the table for holidays. So I never looked, but when I got to college, I'll never forget, I come walking in, my college roommate, the first thing he does is have about 8 packs of beer. And he goes, oh, my God, we're free. We can drink. He's like, this is great. And I'm like, what's the big deal? I could do that if I want now. He goes, your parents let you drink? I go, sure. I didn't abuse it. I never drank in excess. So it never was an issue. But, again, at what age are we adults in this country? Now, what's interesting about this vote, a 9-2 vote in Ann Arbor, is that many of the councilmen and women acknowledged that they believe that the law they were enacting violates a state law, meaning they're going to get their asses hauled into court. Michigan's Tobacco Products Tax Act of 1993 states that local governments, and I quote here, shall not impose any new requirement or prohibition pertaining to the sale or licensure of tobacco products for distribution purposes. Now, some of the council people argued and said, well, it has nothing to do about the consumption age. Well, when you say sale, there is a state age, and that's 18. So we'll see what happens. It's going to go to court. But I find it interesting. The executive director of the Tobacco Free Michigan group said, the goal is to keep cigarettes out of the hands and tobacco out of the hands of high school students who go to school with 18-year-olds and have easy access right now. So wait a minute. By law, you can legally purchase the product. If that means easy access, then yes, they have easy access. But to assume that every kid that's going to buy a cigar is going to go distribute it to everyone else that's younger than he is, what a false assumption. That is completely erroneous. But again, remember, the enemies of pleasure, to them, the ends justify the means. And one of them, one of the councilwomen in Ann Arbor said that the reason she voted, and she knew the law is probably going to get, could be challenged, but she said the state law is outdated and it hasn't caught up to changing times, so the city's move is an appropriate act of civil disobedience. All right, so let me get this straight. She doesn't have a problem. She believes the state law is outdated, so therefore they'll enact whatever law they want, even though they can't supersede the state law, because that's an act of civil disobedience. Well, then great. We'll get every 16, 17-year-old and 18 up until 21, the day they hit 21. If this law is enacted, we'll have civil disobedience too, and we'll peacefully smoke cigars right in downtown Ann Arbor. That's peaceful civil disobedience. But who are these people to tell us that we cannot purchase a product at a legal age? It is unbelievable. It is incredible to me. These are the same, many of the same people, the Hillary Clintons, all these liberals that we see that in the 60s were the flower children wearing the tie-dye, you know, smoking the peace pipe, saying government out of the war, government out of this, we're free, we want freedom. They're the same people now that are the enemies of pleasure. The same exact people that are now interfering with our lives and telling us what we can and cannot do. Again, I go back to choice. They say women should have the right to choose. And again, this is not a political statement one way or the other. But if it's okay for them to have the right to choose, why isn't it okay for another group of people, adults, 18 plus, to choose that they want to go out and consume a cigar or a burger or whatever the case may be? And I'm telling you, it's going to come where they're going to say, you got to be 18 to eat, or 21 to eat red meat. You got to be 21 to drink soda. You got to be 21 to eat that chocolate bar, 21 to have caffeinated coffee. If you think I'm kidding, watch it. I'm telling you, we all thought we'd never see these enemies of pleasure rear their heads the way they have, and we're seeing it in mass now. Lieutenants, next week, 7 days away. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, Buffalo River Works. We sold out of the tickets, but I got umpteen emails, so I opened up 10 more tickets this morning. That's it. When those 10 tickets go, they go all-inclusive. You're going to get 6 cigars. You're going to get samplings of beer from Hamburg Brewing, samples of great spirits from Jack Daniels and Old Forester and Woodford Reserve. Huge buffet, CigarDave.com. Tickets and info, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest. Next Saturday, Buffalo River Works, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is Tabaquero Hamlet Paredes from Rocky Patel Premium Cigars. These sticks were developed and blended by the Cuban master of tobacco, Hamlet Paredes. Tabaquero features a robust San Andreas wrapper with filler from Nicaragua and binders from Brazil and Mexico. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get these premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
This is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at rockypatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
One of the two cigars that was in the July Officers Club selection, both coming from Cornelius and Anthony Cigars, new boutique cigar. But one of them that we smoked a few weeks ago was the Cornelius. And today we'll be smoking the Daddy Mac. Now, let me tell you the story about the Daddy Mac. The founder of Cornelius and Anthony Cigars is Stephen Bailey. His father's name was Mac Bailey. So he wanted to honor his father. So they called it the Daddy Mac. It is Stephen Bailey's father, his daddy, and his daddy's name is Mac. So we've got the Daddy Mac. This is made down in Esteli, Nicaragua, at the La Zona factory. A very, very nice boutique factory that is producing some outstanding cigars. Eric Espinosa overseeing that factory, doing a great job. And the Daddy Mac, little bit different flavor than the Cornelius, which is what we smoked a few weeks ago. It uses a very, very rich, spicy Brazilian wrapper, Ecuadorian binder, and Nicaraguan fillers. It is a medium to full body blend. A little bit, I would say medium plus to full, but very pleasant, very balanced, not overpowering. Notes of sweetness, a little bit of spice, and as they like to say in their materials, their marketing materials, it dances, the flavors dance on the palate. And that's really what happens. Very nice balance, very pleasant cigar, comes in four different sizes, and I am pulling out a Corona Gorda, 5.5 by 46, a lovely Corona-sized cigar. You know, I'm normally a Toro smoker or a larger ring gauge size cigar smoker, but I love the Corona. It's just a classic size. Fits nicely in the hand, nicely between the chompers. Very nice cigar. It is the Cornelius and Anthony Daddy Mac from Nicaragua.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I pulled out my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine, ready to do some nice cutting work on this Cornelius and Anthony Daddy Mac Corona Gorda.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, I've got in my hand the Cigar Dave signature lock and load. This is the grenade. This is from the R&D laboratories. You know, these are guys in white lab coats. That's all they do. 5 days a week, sometimes six, is just come up with new litation devices for me to use. Maybe we'll bring one of these up next week. I'm not sure. But this is a beautiful-looking litation device. I've used this many times before. It almost looks like a grenade with a giant tank. Nice single flame that dances about, 3-4 inches from the igniter, from the butane propulsion system. That's what I would use today. And I cannot wait. I've been so busy this week, I haven't had a cigar since last Saturday. I cannot believe it.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Actually, I stand corrected. Earlier this week, I was at the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. And as I was going in there, Tommy Diadio, their general manager, said, "General, you got to try this new Davidoff Corona Cigar 20th Anniversary Stick. Very limited cigar to celebrate and commemorate Corona Cigar's 20th anniversary. Corona Cigar, 3 locations in Orlando, and they also, Jeff Borshowitz and Tanya Borshowitz, only location, the Davidoff store in Tampa." So they sold it, gave it to me, smoked it, beautiful stick. Very, very nice torpedo. Actually, it's more of a Figurado. It's got a very unique head at the top. Beautiful stick, medium to full, very, very pleasant. I think suggested retail on it is 27, so it's very, very limited, nice cigar. So I was lying, not inadvertent, not purposely. I just actually forgot that I went into Davidoff. And unlike Donald Trump, real alphas, when they make an error, acknowledge that error and aren't afraid to apologize. We are not afraid to learn and take constructive criticism. Donald Trump views that as a weakness. That's going to be his downfall. I've always learned constructive criticism is given from those that want to help you. Smart men learn from their mistakes. Wise men learn from others. Donald Trump has not learned from others. He thinks he's smarter than everyone else. Got news for you, Donald. Donald J., DJ, you're not. And you better start prepping and you better start showing up. Because if you think you're just going to wing it and show up to a debate against Hillary Clinton without any preparation or any knowledge of what's going on in foreign policy, domestic policy, economic policy, you are going to get your Trump ass handed to you on a Trump-laden gold-silver platter, or golden platter, I should say. So being an alpha male, nothing wrong with apologizing and saying, you know what, made an error. That is the mark of an alpha, because we're confident enough, we're secure enough to realize, hey, we made an error. And how stupid, who do I sound like? How stupid is Donald Trump if he refuses to learn from his mistakes and keeps making the same errors and omissions over and over and over again? So, Donald, This is from a supporter and many other supporters I've spoken to this week. You always say, how stupid are we? How stupid is the government? How stupid is Hillary Clinton? How stupid is Barack Obama? You ought to look in the mirror. How stupid are you for falling into all the traps that have been placed upon you by the Democrats and the Clinton campaign? Wise up, my boy, or you will be done. And if you do lose, please, don't bother blaming it on everyone else. Don't bother blaming it on a rigged system. Look in the mirror. You'll be the only one to blame. All right. I got off on a tangent. I don't know how the hell I did that. But where are we, Sergeant Steve, in the litation process? Oh, we're going throttle up. Okay, outstanding. All right. Again, see, not afraid to ask counsel and advice from Sergeant Steve, from someone else. You don't know it all. Donald, hate to tell you that. Actually, I don't hate to tell you that, because that's the truth. Nobody does know it all. And if you think you do, you're in big trouble. All right, let me cut the end of this beautiful Cornelius and Anthony Daddy Mac Corona Gorda. Let me now toast the foot of this cigar. And as I do, oh, beautiful. Oh, the aromas right off the bat are fantastic. Beautiful. Toasting the foot of this cigar, taking my time. Nice 46 ring gauge. No rush. No rush. We're listening to nice flamenco music, and it's appropriate because my libation has a flamenco touch to it today. And let me puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Perfection. Nice spice. Nice sweetness. Great draw. Nice balance. As Courtney Smith would say, general, the Daddy Mac dances on your palate, and it really does. For those of you that are members of the Officers Club, you are enjoying a couple of these fantastic sticks. You got two Daddy Macs, one Cornelius. I know you're enjoying them. And for August, the selection will be the Rocky Patel Hamlet Tabaqueros, grown by, or actually rolled and not rolled by, but blended by Hamlet Paredes, who will be at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday at this time. More on that in just a few moments.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
All right. I wanted something that is going to be, it's going to blend nicely. We're in the middle of summer. It's hot. It's humid here in the Cigar City. I know that in Buffalo, where we're going to be conducting live broadcast and pleasure maneuvers next week, it's been in the 90s, high 80s, 90s all week, very dry, very parched. So I want a refreshing libation, something that's going to be sweet, that's going to be cool, that'll go nicely with my Cornelius and Anthony Daddy Mac. So I have pulled out a wine that Sommelier Dave introduced me to about 10 years ago, maybe less, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. It is from Spain. It is called Marques de Caseras. Marques de Caseras. I have to pronounce it with the correct enunciation. And this is their Satanella semi-sweet wine. Let me tell you a little bit about Marques de Caseras. Founded in 1970 by Enrique Forner. An alliance between a region and a family that has been in the wine trade for 5 generations. And it is in the La Rioja region of Spain. It is the La Rioja Alta region of Spain. On the northern portion, in the northern portion of Spain, it is probably about 220 miles north-northeast of Madrid. And it is probably about 75 miles just south of the northern coast of Spain, from the Bay of Biscay, which is the Atlantic becomes the Bay of Biscay, which is exactly where Normandy is located. So it is the Atlantic Ocean. The beaches of Normandy actually sit on the Bay of Biscay, which then leads to the Atlantic Ocean. So there is your geography lesson. So you now know 99.99% more than the average high school student who knows no geography in this country. So the Marques de Caseras Satanella. It's a beautiful, semi-sweet wine. Interesting, great variety. 95% Viura, 5% Malvasia. It is a wine that is not aged in any barrel. There's no time age in the barrel. The skin contact maceration or maceration, 12 hours at very low temperature in stainless steel tanks, slow fermentation during a 10-day period, and they get it to a medium sweet taste with a residual sugar value of 32 grains per liter. Very, very precise. It's not overly sweet, just very, very pleasant. It's a beautiful wine. $15 suggested retail. Very, very reasonably priced. The Marques de Caseras Satanella. It is a semi-sweet wine, and that's what I'm going to pour right now. Let me swirl it around. Oh, beautiful, wonderful fruity notes. Wow, nice golden highlights. Nice fruity flavor. Let me say cheers. Oh, this is outstanding. Wow, I think I'm going to bring a few bottles up to Buffalo since it's so warm up there for next week, because this is a magnificent wine. Beautiful accompaniment. The National Cigar Litation Libation Ceremony is complete. My Cornelius St. Anthony Daddy Mac properly lit, enjoying that. And my glass of Marques de Caseras Satanella semi-sweet wine is poured. Life is good. Lieutenants, when we come back, going to talk about Clint Eastwood. Don't forget, next hour, it is the third and final segment of our three-part series, our interview with...
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. We're 1 week from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Rocky Patel Premium Cigars at Buffalo River Works. Get your tickets before they sell out at CigarDave.com.
That is correct, Voice Talent Ed. We will be there front and center. Voice Talent Ed will be there. The Portuguese Princess Colleen will be there. We will have Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, Mick the Brit, Exo Tim, Puff Muffin Laurie. We'll have Lieutenant Gary, Mrs. Harem of One, Butcher Dave. We'll have the entire crew front and center. And I'll get to that in just a few moments. But Clint Eastwood was classic this week. Make my day. Clint Eastwood on Wednesday in an interview praised Donald Trump for his efforts to chip away at political correctness. And this is a classic quote, and I'm quoting here. We're really in a pussy generation. Now, I love it. The Washington Examiner and other newspapers, when they quoted it, they X'd out the USS. All they had is the P and the Y. We can say that. We're adults. It's like a pussycat. Meow, meow. We're really in a pussy generation. Everybody's walking on eggshells. We see people accusing people of being racist and all kinds of stuff. When I grew up, those things weren't called racist. If you say good morning to someone today, they consider that racist. It's unbelievable. I mean, all lives matter. Saying that everyone's life matters now is being considered racist. It's absurd. I refuse to be a part of the political correctness movement. I don't care who I offend. That's me personally speaking, not Clint Eastwood. Now, he's not 100% behind Trump on some of his rhetoric, but what he says is this. What Trump is onto is he's just saying what's on his mind. And sometimes it's not so good. And sometimes it's, I mean, I can understand where he's coming from, but I don't always agree with it. He said a lot of dumb things. So have all of them, both sides. But everybody, the press and everybody's going, oh, well, that's racist. And they're making a big hoodoo out of it. Just effing get over it. It's a sad time in history. They're right. I mean, every single thing you look at. Earlier this week, Donald Trump caught a picture of him leaving a rally in Pennsylvania. They stopped the campaign. They stopped at a KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there's a picture of Trump on his plane, a Wall Street Journal, on his tray table. There is a bucket of KFC chicken. He's got looks like a breast or a thigh on his plate. And there is a container of mashed potatoes and gravy stacked up next to it. And people on Twitter are making a big deal because they're saying, oh, he didn't go to Popeyes or he didn't go to some other chicken place. And he's eating it with a knife and fork. Like, God forbid, that's the worst thing. A man is eating it with a knife and fork and people are criticizing it. We have bigger issues here. But the political correctness is run amok. It is out of control. And when Clint Eastwood talks about a pussy generation, in many cases he's talking about these softy millennials that need to get a little safe space because somebody said something that may offend them, so they need to go hide in their safe space on their college campuses to make everything okay. And they need to have their little boo-boo rubbed, and they need to have their little pets, their heads patted like a little pet, the way I pet my German Shepherd Sultan's head, and say, everything's going to be okay, little millennial. Don't worry. You're safe now. And he's right. This is a pussy generation. And you know who made the pussy generation? The parents that coddled these kids, that gave them participation trophies, that never made them work, that told them how great they was from the very time they were out of the womb. That's not real life. You did your kids a big disservice. But Clint Eastwood is right on the money. Now, next hour, just a few minutes away, the third and final segment of our series of interviews with Jose O. Padron, the founder of Padron Cigars, and George Padron, his son and president of Padron Cigars. You're going to want to listen to that. It's been an excellent series, fascinating, great American story. In conjunction with Jose O. Padron's 90th birthday, Padron has officially released the Padron Series 1926, number 90. It is a special birthday cigar. Now, what is interesting about this cigar, it is the first cigar in the 1926 series, or the anniversary series, 1964 anniversary series, that is not box pressed. It is a round cigar. Unusual. When you look at the cigar initially, you're going to do a double take. You're used to that nice box press. The reason is this cigar, this special Padron Series 1926 number 90 birthday cigar, comes in a tube. Two colors of tubes, beautiful-looking tubes. There's a cream-colored tube for the natural version and a beautiful, deep ruby-red tube for the Maduro. One size, it is a 5.5 by 52 ring Robusto. Suggested retail is $19.50 per cigar. Now, I had one of these cigars when I was interviewing them. George said, I want you to smoke this. I said, what is it? He goes, you'll learn soon enough. Then he spilled the beans to me. But it's medium to full in body, a little bit more intense than the regular 1926, but just a magnificent cigar. And again, a very happy birthday to Jose O. Padron. Just a great, great person, great family. George is great. Orlando. I spent the entire afternoon at Padron's headquarters with the entire family. Got some great pictures that we'll post. They could not have been more cordial. So look forward to you hearing the final segment. And we're going to post every one of those segments on a special page at CigarDave.com. Now, next week, very big, Lieutenants, we are T-minus 7 days away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, the Buffalo River, downtown Buffalo. It is going to be at Buffalo Riverworks. Now, this is an all-inclusive VIP ticketed event. We're launching the brand-new Rocky Patel 55th cigar. Everyone in attendance will receive the Rocky Patel 55 and five other premium cigars from Rocky Patel. A full alpha male lunch buffet. There will be samplings from Hamburg Brewing. I'm looking. We're going to have the General Dave's Alpha Male Ale, a special double IPA. We're going to have a small town Saison, the Sweet Tang, which is a grapefruit lager, an Oktoberfest lager, which is a Marge's and an Irish Red. We're going to have samples from Woodford Reserve. Jack Daniels, Gentleman Jack, Old Forster, and Cooper's Craft, a new bourbon just released. It's going to be a great time. You're going to get a beautiful Cigar Dave briefcase. I'm telling everybody what you're going to get. It's going to be a great time. Tickets, 10 left. We just opened up 10 more. Go to CigarDave.com for tickets and info. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday, August 13th, 10 to 3. Hour 2 is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Donald Trump finally coming out in support of some big Republicans like John McCain.
I fully support and endorse his reelection.
During a campaign stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Trump also said he supports other candidates as well.
I also fully support and endorse Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire.
And to the delight of the crowd, Trump finally came out and endorsed Paul Ryan for reelection. A fast-moving fire swept through a birthday party in a basement bar in the northwest French city of Rouen, killing at least 13 people, injuring six others. From London, Zuria Shockley reports.
The mayor of Rouen says more than 80 firefighters battled the early Saturday blaze at the downtown Cuba Libre bar, and it's not yet known how many people were inside at the time. Vice Prosecutor Laurent Labadie told the Associated Press that the first testimonies from survivors and the early police investigation indicated the fire was completely accidental. Labadie said candles on a birthday cake started the fire after the person who carried it tripped on the stairs leading to the basement. I'm Zaria Shakili.
American Virginia Thrasher wins the first Olympic gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle.
I knew if I made finals that anything could happen with this new finals format, and I was just here to go and give it my best shot.
U.S. women's soccer beat France 1-0 in a round-robin game, and U.S. men's basketball trounced China 119-62 in their first game. The Florida Division of Emergency Management urging residents and businesses from Tampa to Pensacola to prepare for 10 to 15 inches of rain with the potential for flooding through next week as they watch a developing weather system along the Gulf Coast. They say some isolated areas could see up to 18 inches of rain. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Once upon a time, a girl named Goldilocks was searching for the perfect mattress. One was too hard.
Ouch.
One was too soft.
Yeah.
But one was just right. Then, when she tried to sleep, it squeaked, it rattled, it moved. It was the old metal bed frame, and it was unbearable.
It's time to get the Embrace Bed Frame by Knickerbocker. Why would you spend thousands of dollars on a quality mattress and then put it on an ugly, noisy metal frame that you have to hide with a dust ruffle? Get the Embrace Bed Frame by Knickerbocker. It will eliminate noise, motion transfer, and protect your mattress from sagging. Knickerbocker foundations are made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. They're available in 5 colors, look beautiful, and require no tools for assembly. It's time for a better bed frame from Knickerbocker.
Finally, Goldilocks got smart and got a Knickerbocker Embrace Bed Frame, and it was just right.
Visit your local furniture or mattress store and ask for the Embrace Bed Frame by Knickerbocker.
Israel is rejecting President Obama's claim that the Jewish state no longer opposes the Iran nuclear deal. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
At his Thursday press conference, the president said the Iran deal is working and that Israel's military and intelligence community acknowledge that it's been a game changer. He said Iran no longer has the short-term capacity to develop nuclear weapons. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a fierce critic of the deal, says Israel's view on the Iran deal remains unchanged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jazz found former Maryland congresswoman, Helen Bentley, has passed away. She was suffering from brain cancer and was in hospice care. Bentley represented the Maryland 2nd Congressional District for 10 years, from 1985 to 1995, and she was a very big expert in maritime. She was 92. More on these stories at townhall.com. Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter says in the Republican Weekly Address the GOP wants to make changes in America.
These are the kind of ideas we need to get America back on track. And this is how we can make real change in Washington, by listening to the people who sent us there.
In his weekly address, President Obama recognized the U.S. Olympians.
Remember that it's about so much more than the moments going by in a flash. Think about the countless hours these athletes put in, knowing it could mean the difference in a split-second victory that earns them a lifetime of pride and gives us enduring memories.
And Heaven's Jazz Band has a new member. Famed jazz musician Pete Fountain died earlier today in New Orleans of heart failure. Pete Fountain started out in Dixieland as a teenager. He was 86 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com.
What shall we do about them?
Joy
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
All volunteers. Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between. Volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Find out where you fit best to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I enjoy my Cornelius and Anthony Daddy Mac and my glass of Marques de Caseras Satinella, beautiful, sweet, semi-sweet wine, I am just pondering, should I invade the Buffalo and Western New York Theater of Operations by land, by air, or by sea? I think we're going to keep that a secret because we don't want the enemies of pleasure to know. We're going to get them by surprise. Now, lieutenants, just a few moments, you will be hearing the third and final installment of our interview series with the Padron family. Jose O. Padron celebrating his 90th birthday, and George Padron. Just a fascinating, fascinating conversation. And we are T-minus 7 days away and counting. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffalo Riverworks, downtown Buffalo. 10 tickets remaining. Go to CigarDave.com. Tickets and info. Get them out.
I hope you're enjoying this very special conversation looking at the history of Padron Cigars with Padron Cigars founder and patriarch Jose O. Padron and George Padron. Orlando Padron will be joining us in just a few minutes. Another member of the Padron clan that's intricately involved in the day-to-day operations of Padron Cigars. So 1993, now you joined the company, you graduated from Florida State in 1990, and then you got an MBA at University of Miami, and then you joined really the company full-time, what, 92, 93?
Well, I actually joined full-time right out of college in 1990, and then I decided to go get my MBA, and I went off and I did my MBA in a year and a half, and then I came back and started again working full-time. So ever since then, I've been totally involved in the business.
And 1993, a very big year, because that's when you really started to make the transition from going to a local brand now to a more national brand. So tell us the process. How did it all happen? How did you go from Miami to a national footprint and now international?
Well, I mean, this company has always operated under one simple philosophy, which is, you know, to crawl. Then walk and then run. So obviously when my dad started this business, he was crawling, and then eventually he started running a little bit. Then when I came on board and started wanting to go sell nationally, we again began to crawl. And that's basically how it developed. I mean, we started selling nationally in 93, went to our first trade show.
And that was where?
That was in Dallas.
In Dallas.
In Dallas, Texas.
Back in a hotel back then. It wasn't in the big convention centers.
It's a Lowe's Anatole.
I know the hotel well.
So we started there. We basically had a 10x10 booth where it was my brother and one of my good friends, Willie Pujals, and myself. And we ended up getting 10 new customers, retail accounts.
10 retail accounts. You were the vice president of sales and writing orders and 10 accounts. And after that trade show, how did you feel about that?
Well, I mean, first of all, there really were no titles. I mean,
I was just kidding.
In a family business, titles don't mean much. But you know, we were more than anything just focused on coming back with something. We
right.
didn't want to go over there and get skunked and not sell a single cigar. And we wanted to at least cover our expenses in getting out there. We were fortunate that we were able to get, you know, 10 retailers to buy, and eventually those 10 retailers turned into 40 over the next 7 or 8 months. And then the next show, we added like another 40 or 50. And little by little, we started to build a base of customers that bought our products. By 1995, we're now in our third show, and you know, we had to start telling people that we couldn't open up accounts because we didn't have the production to meet the demand.
And that was right around the start of the boom. And George, we've known each other a long time, and I know that you received calls from retailers, from consumers, saying, make more, I'll pay whatever. And you always told me one thing. You said, if we made more, we would sell more, but my father, myself, my brother, we're not going to sacrifice quality in any way, shape, or form. We never have from the beginning. We're not going to do it now.
Yeah, and that's, I think, an important thing to analyze and to think about, because we, over the years, have grown the company, but it's basically taken us, you know, to where we are today, where we're selling, you know, close to 7 million cigars or, you know, in that range. To get to this level has taken us a long time, and that's mainly been done through a lot of hard work, through building a solid foundation of having quality tobacco to put us in a position to be able to increase production little by little. So it hasn't come easy.
Well, the one thing, George, that's always stuck out with me is you've never focused on numbers. You've never concentrated on how many more cigars are we going to sell this year. You always told me our number one concern is getting a good crop, aging that crop, resting that crop, maturing that crop, and when it's ready, it's ready. And we don't have CPAs or bean counters that tell us we have to get it out. When it's ready, it's ready. And I think that's really been the hallmark of Padron, is the fact that even during the boom, you could have sold your cigars for triple the amount. You could have made anything, as somebody used to call them, the Don Garbage cigars, which you never succumbed to. And I think that's one of the reasons why today you are in a position where you're still growing and your cigars are more in demand than ever.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to consider one thing, and that is to have the respect of your customers. And I have a lot of respect for our customers, as does my father. We are cigar smokers first, and we're in the cigar business second. So we understand what quality is all about. We understand the importance of having a quality product in terms of being able to establish a loyal customer base. And that is, I think, the secret to our business, that we have never put the financial interest in front of the consumer's interest as far as quality is concerned. And I think over time that has proven to be a very successful strategy, because today's consumer is much more educated than ever before, and they understand the difference between a quality product and a product of lesser quality. So, you know, having understood that, we've been able to establish that consistently over the years.
Well, one thing I can tell you, I've honestly never heard in the 21 years of doing the show, is someone saying, I've had a bad Padron cigar. Never happens.
Well, I mean, it's a handmade product. You know, you could have the situation where a product is not what you expect it to be. We try to eliminate that as much as possible, or the possibility of that happening as much as possible. And I think there's a lot of factors that come into play when you're looking at that, in the issue of quality, and the fact that we are a vertically integrated company that controls every part of our business from the beginning to the very end allows us to have much more control in ensuring that quality is persistent throughout the process.
It began with Roberto Martinez in 1967 making a trip to Miami from Nicaragua saying, I've got this tobacco we're growing, try it, and your father went through the roof, said, this is it.
Well, I mean, I've always said, you know, my father is a visionary in this business. He's a person that early on understood, number one, the importance of quality and earning the respect of the consumer, okay? There's been a lot of issues that have happened in our 52 or 53-year history, but throughout all of the turmoil and all of the accomplishments and all of the failures and all of the issues that have been in place, the bombing in Miami, the war, civil war in Nicaragua, one thing has we've never wavered on, and that's on producing a quality product. And my father, I always say, is a visionary because he understood early on the quality of the tobacco from Nicaragua and was not afraid to push it and to put it out into the marketplace and to expose people to the tobacco from Nicaragua.
The 2016 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water is set for Saturday, August 13th at Buffalo River Works in the Western New York Theater of Operations. This day of Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers is presented by Rocky Patel Premium Cigars and includes delicious food, great libations from Jack Daniels and Hamburg Brewing, and premium cigars from Rocky Patel. Get your tickets now for the 2016 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water at CigarDave.com.
Okay, people, we've just been awarded the Brickhouse Ad Account. Now, this cigar was named Best Bargain Cigar of 2009 by Cigar Aficionado, got a 91 rating, plus it's the hottest cigar on the market. So, we need an award-winning slogan.
He's a brick.
How? What about It's Not Your Grandfather's Cigar?
Ah, it's been done. Next.
How about Good to the Last Draw?
Something original, people.
You deserve a brick today?
Now, who are you? Do you even work here?
Excuse me, sir. Am I to understand that every Brickhouse cigar is built with all the flavor and quality of the premium cigars of yesteryear?
Yesteryear? Really?
That's right, Bixby.
But yeah, it costs around $5 each.
Indeed.
Well, sir, people don't really need a slogan.
They don't?
No, sir.
Then what do they need?
$5 and a comfortable chair.
$5 and a comfortable chair. Genius!
Meet the perfect cigar to share with friends. Brickhouse by J.C. Newman. Handmade in Nicaragua with a fine Havana Subido wrapper. Brickhouse starts out earthy and crisp and burns well, rounded, and smooth. Nothing stands the test of a good time like a Brickhouse. For more, visit BrickhouseCigars.com.
The brand new Cigar Dave mobile app for both iPhone and Android devices is finally out. If you go right now, either to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store, search for Cigar Dave and download our brand new app. It allows you to listen to the show live on your mobile device. You can listen to all of our podcasts. The last 10 podcasts are always available, Cigar Dave Daily Briefings. Additionally, it gives you direct access within the app to our Twitter page, our Facebook page. We also have the ability for you to call the show during the show right from the app, as well as send me a text message and an email. We also put in a couple of bonus items. You can get a weather alert as well as an alarm clock. It is the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app. You can listen to the Cigar Dave show anytime, any place, anywhere. Go right now to the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and download the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app.
In this difficult and challenging time when the government is trying to outlaw premium cigars and take away the art form of enjoying a beautiful cigar, we decided to introduce our brand called Prohibition. This cigar is going to be the bootlegger's dream. A gorgeous cigar made in Esteli, Nicaragua, triple capped, using a broadleaf wrapper and a Mexican wrapper from the San Andreas Valley. It's got Nicaraguan tobaccos from the Nicaraguan valleys of Esteli and Jalapa. It's rich, it's complex, it's got some spice, some white pepper, and a ton of sweetness. Full of flavor, this cigar is one that you're going to want to enjoy and you're going to bootleg. And that's why it's called Prohibition. Enjoy it. I promise you're going to love it.
Talking with Jose O. Padron and George Padron at Padron Cigars headquarters in Little Havana. Padron, I would say, is an overnight success. 52 years of overnights, because there have been ups and downs. You showed me confidentially some of the numbers, especially when the war in Nicaragua and the crops, you lost crops, you couldn't get good crops.
And so there's no such thing as an easy business. People say, I want to get into an easy business. And I said, there is no such thing. And I think Padron Cigars is an example of that, because whether it's Mother Nature, whether it's a war in another country, whether it is governments now that are interfering, there's no such thing as easy. And you've got to do it day in and day out. And I think the testament is, I see your father here. Every time I come in, he's always at his desk looking at every cigar that's coming through. And it's incredible.
Well, I mean, I think it's a commitment. It's a philosophy, and it's a commitment to that philosophy. So when you look back and you say, okay, throughout our 52-year history, there's been a lot of ups, some downs, and you just mentioned it. Confidentially, we showed you some numbers, and you can see the effects of the Civil War in Nicaragua and what it did to our company in terms of production. Now, it takes a lot of, you know what, to sit back and say, I'm going to hold back production because I know that I cannot produce what I'm producing and maintain quality. So I have to cut back because I don't have the raw material. That takes a lot of, you know what.
You're right.
Okay, it takes a lot to leave that money on the table and say, I'm not willing to sacrifice all the work that I've done in the past and all of the consumers that I've been able to get in my corner. I'm not about to risk losing that for the sake of producing a short-term gain.
Well, I'm sure your father would agree, and you can tell him this, that quality comes first, the sales will come second.
Absolutely. You can't, one, they're not exclusive of each other. I mean, once you focus on the right, you got to put your focus on the right, all your energies in the right path. You produce quality products, the rest will come, and the rest will fall into place.
Do you remember, George, back in Dallas at your first RTDA convention, which at the time stood for Retail Tobacco Dealers, now the IPCPR? Do you remember your first order, your first customer, who it was?
Well, I remember a lot of things about that show. And we still have some customers that were original customers from that show. And I'm forever grateful to those people who understood what we were about and started purchasing our cigars. I think that over the years, we've demonstrated to them and to many people that we're very loyal to our consumers and to our customers. I mean, the consumers, I mean the end consumer, mm-hmm. but also to many of the retailers that have supported us over the years. Because for us, loyalty is a two-way street, and we don't take that lightly.
Well, and every time I visit your booth, and your booth has gotten larger and larger, but every time I walk in, it's really like being amongst family. That's really what it is, because that's how the retailers look at you, the consumers, I do, because you're not dealing with a company. You're dealing personally with the Padrones as friends.
Yeah, and we still continue that. I mean, here in Miami, my father's here, my mother, she comes in and does her thing too. We have my brother Orlando, my cousin Rodolfo. You have my nephews, Jeffrey, Marcos, Melissa, Jessica. Now we have the next generation. And as my father just mentioned, we also have now the new nephew, my son, who just graduated and is now going to college and is now working here over the summer, as are my other nephews, AJ, my son Jorge Luis, my other nephew AJ, and my other nephew Shaggy. So they're here doing the same types of things that I used to do when I was their age. And, you know, little by little, we get them indoctrinated into the Padron way.
The Padron way. And I can tell you, they're not sitting in a fancy office somewhere with their feet propped up, with a cushy gig. They're out there working and working hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's important that they understand and not take anything for granted. I mean, I'm not, they're coming into a situation that is different than the situation that I came into. I certainly didn't have to go through a lot of the hardships that my father went through. I feel that I have helped my father, as has my brother and my sister Elizabeth, who also works with us. But we went through a different phase of the business, a growing phase, and a phase that has required a lot of thought in order to get to where we are. But now this new generation comes in, and it's a different phase. You know, things are a little different now than they were back then. So it's important that they understand the position that we're in now, but to not forget the positions and the situation and the, what has taken us to get to where we are.
Well, between your father, Jose Padron, and you, George, and all the memorabilia throughout the Padron headquarters, they'll never forget, because there are great pictures here going back from almost day one. So you can't forget where you came from. And I think that you keep building on that. And I know that some of, I think your nephews and some of the other younger ones, they're working on your social media now, on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So it's a lot different than when your father started. But the one constant, no matter the technology or anything else, you still have to make a great cigar. And it all starts with the raw material. It's that simple.
Well, I mean, obviously marketing is important. And I tell my nephews all the time, in this day and age, in the business world, it's important to have the social media and the marketing component. But at the end of the day, you can have the best social media, you can have the best product, you can have the best marketing. But if you don't have the best product or a quality product, the rest is secondary. So we can't lose sight of the eight ball and not remember what it is that has helped us get to where we are today. Because before we had social media, before we started selling to any retail store, and before any of this, before I started selling in 93, we had already sold millions and millions and tens of millions of cigars. And that was without social media. That was just basically by having an excellent product.
Well, let me correct you, because it was through, it's not necessarily social media, but through a social experience when all the Cuban immigrants here to Miami started smoking that Padron Fuma, and one started telling the other and another and another, and the next thing you know, you're selling massive numbers of cigars just from your factory here in Miami. I want you to ask your father, when he put that first deposit down for the space in Little Havana way back in 1964, and he paid that first deposit for the power bill, and he put in his application, did he ever think that Padron Cigars would be where it is today, 52 years later?
Dice Dave que si en algún momento, cuando tú si miras hacia atrás y ves la fecha de marzo del 61, del 64, cuando tú pusiste ese depósito, que pusiste el depósito en esta fábrica, si tú en algún momento pensaste que esta compañía iba a llegar a donde ha llegado.
No. No. Simple answer. No. That's the shortest answer I've ever heard your father give. No.
La respuesta más corta que él ha oído que tú dejes en tu vida.
Does he still ask him if he's still today when he comes in? Does he ever say, I can't believe this?
Que si tú hoy en día cuando tú miras y ves lo que hay, tú alguna vez te dices, coño, es increíble lo que hemos logrado.
Y no es eso. Las veces que me he caído y las veces que me he levantado.
He says absolutely that he does, but he says he doesn't only think about that. He also thinks of all the times that he fell and that he got
la
back
guerra,
up. He's had failures and he's had to overcome them. So.
Well, I think you learn more from your failures than you do your successes.
Well, I mean, without a doubt, he's just counting off different things that have happened in his lifetime that have, throughout the 52-year history of this company, that probably would have put most people out of business, or they would have, you know, encouraged them to go in another direction. He never did that.
Well, and it all started, when you think about it, the old-fashioned way, you know, the hard work. In America, you come in and you have an idea, but he started with a lawnmower, mowing lawns, and then taking that hammer, doing some carpentry at night, enough to get him the money to put a down payment for a space, and then the power, and then to buy some raw materials. And so really is a fascinating story.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is Tabaquero Hamlet Paredes from Rocky Patel Premium Cigars. Hamlet Paredes blended this cigar with a San Andreas wrapper, filler from Nicaragua, and Brazilian and Mexican binders. This cigar is the closest a smoker can get to a fusion of Cuban craftsmanship and Nicaraguan ingenuity. It's easy to join the Officers Club to have these cigars shipped directly to you. Just log on to CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Great cigars to great scotch.
This is America's five-star pleasure paradise.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Well, next week at this time, we'll be front and center Buffalo Theater of Operations, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo Riverworks, next Saturday, August 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Great day, cigars, spirits, delicacies, camaraderie. Go to CigarDave.com. Less than 10 tickets remaining. You will want to be there. Now back to our third and final in our series of interview segments with George and Jose O. Padron as Jose celebrates his 90th birthday.
When you look today at your portfolio of cigars, certainly different from when you joined back in 1990, 93, your first RTDA, at that time you only had the original Padron series, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us I think that sometimes, you know, the newer cigars, your anniversary series, your 1926, the Family Reserve, they get a lot of attention. But I'll tell you, the Padron series, the original series, to me, is still a classic. You can't go wrong with it. And you've got a price point for everybody, a size for everybody. You could probably got more sizes in that Padron series than I've ever seen.
Yeah, we've been very careful of how we've developed the brand. I mean, to me and to us, it's been important to have a wide range in our portfolio. So we have products for every type of consumer. We have consumers that want to spend a little bit more. Well, we have a product for them that's a more refined product that may have more aging and has different characteristics in terms of the flavor. But then again, we also have cigars for those that want to spend a little bit less, and we have everything. We have types of, you know, we have different types of products for every consumer. I think it's important. We focus always on building the Padron name and the Padron brand. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy that over the years we've been able to maintain the consistency throughout the lines, not just focusing on one specific line or the other, but yet being able to maintain what we've got.
Well, every time I've come in, George, and talked to you, you know this is true. I've always talked about the new Family Reserve or the 1964 or the 1926, and you always tell me, Dave, don't forget about our Padron series. Our original series are still great cigars. And that's fact. Can't go wrong.
Well, I mean, I don't have to tell you that. I mean, the consumers will.
The consumers know, but you always remind me because sometimes, you know, we get focused on some of these other, you know, ultra-premium brands. But to me, you still have that. That's your bread and butter, your Padron series.
Well, I mean, you know, the important thing is that you have different products. You know, there's consumers today have a lot of options. Most consumers today don't smoke just one type of cigar.
Right.
So it's important to have a variety of products in your portfolio that consumers can try from different, whether it be different sizes or different flavor profile, you know, in terms of the types of cigars that we're putting out. So all of those things are important to consider when you have a brand.
You know, when I look at the anniversary series, the 1926, I want to explore that because, to me, you were really, I think, amongst the first to really box press the cigars, certainly starting with the 1964. But in terms of the 1964, tell us about, that was the first really super premium brand that you came out with.
Yes. Back in 93, when I went to our first trade show, I came back and I talked to my father and I explained to him, I go, Dad, I think we should try and put out, I mean, we have great product. You know, we have great tobacco. Why don't we try to make something that's even more special than what we're doing right now? I was fortunate that my father listened to me and he understood where I was coming from. And that's very important to understand also in a family business. When you have someone like my father who is a person that starts the business, it sometimes is not so easy to listen to a person like me who is a young kid that just came out of college. And in some cases, they may not listen to you or they may say, you know what, you're crazy. Let's stick to what we know or let's stick to what we got. But he was willing to listen. And that's why I always say that my dad is a visionary, because the only reason that we've been able to do what we've done is because my father has appreciated the thought and he has understood the idea behind what's been being proposed. So that cigar, I think, was a very important product for us because it helped put us in a position where no other manufacturer was, and that was producing a super premium cigar that was at a different price point, that was different than anything in the market at the time, and I still think it's different than anything in the market at the time at this time. But that shape of the cigar was something that was his idea, because he said he wanted to make a cigar that was similar to the types of cigars that he smoked in Cuba back in the 40s and 50s, and he wanted to make it square and box pressed.
Ask your father when you proposed, came back from the show, the RTDA in Dallas, and you mentioned your idea. Ask him his thoughts and what he began thinking about in terms of making that new cigar.
Papi, yo le estoy explicando a él que cuando yo vine en el primer show que hablamos, que yo te expliqué lo de 64, que yo siempre le he dicho a él que tú eres una persona que tiene una mente muy abierta, que a veces una persona como tú, que es el fundador de un negocio y que tiene éxito,
que entra un muchacho joven como yo y yo te planteé esa idea, y en muchos casos el patriarca del negocio va a decir, coño, pues no vamos a hacer ningún cambio si todo está bien. Pero tú no hiciste eso, tú entendiste que era una buena idea y la desarrollaste. Entonces yo le digo a él que la idea de hacerlo cuadrado fue tuya, que cuando ese tabaco primero se habló, tú querías hacer un tabaco que era igual
a
los tabacos que fumabas en Cuba. So he used to smoke H. Upman cigars in Cuba. And those cigars were box pressed. So when we introduced that cigar in
94...
He says that that's the only thing he's copied in his life. Because everybody in this business copies what everybody else does. That's the only thing he's ever copied, is that square shape. So it's important to understand that we certainly didn't invent that shape, but that was something that was present back in the 40s and 50s and had kind of, you know, over the years, it was lost a little bit. At that time in the U.S. market, there were no box-pressed cigars. We were the first ones to bring that back. And of course, that was a revolutionary thing. People, accepted the cigar. They understood the quality of the product. And on top of that, they appreciated the shape. And now, I don't have to tell you, there are hundreds of cigars in them, or maybe thousands of different types of cigars that are in the marketplace that are square or box pressed.
And so when you decided, you had the box press idea, your father wanted to do the box press from smoking the Aceh Upans in Cuba. What type of flavor characteristics, taste profile were you looking for? What went into making the blend?
It was really just trying to make a cigar that was different than what we had at the time, more maybe refined with tobaccos that were aged a little bit longer. And that was really the idea. I mean, how do we produce a cigar that's balanced, that has great flavor, that people will enjoy, but that is different than what we have? And that was the idea.
And how much longer do you age the 1964 compared to, say, the regular Padron series?
Well, it's probably like an additional year and a half on the tobacco.
Just so, sitting there, just maturing, getting right.
Yeah. I mean, the Padron line is around 2.5 years. The anniversaries are 4. So
Camacho vendía el tabaquito era 25 centavos, un 4. Yo lo vendía 30. Y Lolo, que me arreglaba la camioneta cuando se me rompía, le regalé una caja de tabaco de esa, Lolo grande. Se lo llevó y se emborrachó. Se fue para la playa y cuando viene me llama.
¿Cómo
me emborraché? Y le dije, pon el tabaco en la mesa y regálale una.
He's looking back to like the 60s when he started using the tobacco from Nicaragua, that he had a cigar called the Number 4. And that cigar was a cigar that he gave a gift of a box to a friend of his that used to fix all of his cars. The guy had he was a mechanic, and he had like a company that would fix transmissions and all this stuff. And he gave him the box of the cigars, and when the guy smoked it, he thought that the cigar was a little bit too strong for him. Then he said, I'm not going to smoke the cigars, but I'm going to put them in my shop, and anyone that comes in can grab one.
Take one.
And that helped him to build that type of mentality where people helped him, and he also took advantage of people that wanted to share, and word of mouth was a huge thing for him.
Again, market research.
El que vino a comprarme 10,000 tabaco sin anillo, porque tenía caja de gachuma para venderlo aquí. So, si me lo pagaba a $10, yo lo vendía a 6. Sin anillo me lo daba en $10.
So he,
le dije, no, mío, no. El mío va a ser mejor que el gachuma número 4. Así que,
so he, at the same time, in that era, he used to sell the cigars of the number 4 for about $6 for 25 cigars. He had a guy that came one time and asked him to make him 10,000 cigars that he would buy from him at $10 a bundle. Okay.
More than what you were already selling for.
He wanted them without bands. And so he says to my dad, I want 10,000 of these cigars. I don't want them with bands. I just want you to sell me the bundles naked. My dad asked him, why would you pay me an extra $4 and then want them without... So the guy said to him, no, I have, because I have H. Upman bands that I want to put on this cigar and sell them. And my dad said to him, listen, you know, I could use the money, but I would never tarnish my name, so I'm not interested in doing business with you. And that's the type of commitment that I'm talking about. When you have a person like my dad that doesn't have a dime and could have certainly used the money, but yet he's willing to sacrifice it and say, I'm not willing to do that type of business.
You can't put a price on integrity.
That's right.
So the 1964 is launched in what year?
The 1964 was launched in 1994.
1994, and obviously 1964 commemorates the year it was founded. So 30 years after Padron is founded, you come out with the 1964 series. What was the reaction in the market?
It's phenomenal.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. We didn't have any. The biggest problem we had with that cigar, we didn't have the production. I mean, we never had the production to meet the demand, number one.
You still don't.
We still don't. But on top of that, the second biggest problem we had is that we were sending very few boxes to every customer. I mean, you know, we had customers that were getting one box of cigars, not because we were holding back, but because we didn't have the cigar to sell. And what would happen was that the store owners would never even put it out on the marketplace. They would smoke them themselves, you know. So that's at the beginning, that was an issue. Like you would send somebody two boxes of cigars and they would sell one and keep the other one for themselves to smoke. And that was, you know, that was a big problem because people, they never got out there.
Right.
But eventually that changed, and we were very careful of how we opened up new accounts so that we wouldn't run into a situation where we didn't have enough product to fulfill.
So when you came out with that cigar, the initial price back in 1994 was how much?
I don't remember exactly what the prices were, but I would assume they had to have been.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You've enjoyed a love affair with Romeo y Julieta. Your passion has made it the world's best-known brand, trusted to deliver an excellent mild smoke. But now, you're ready for something new and avant-garde, something bolder with more panache. Now, there's Romeo by Romeo y Julieta, a modern, fuller-bodied smoke created to lead an exciting new trend in luxury cigars. Romeo is our finest Romeo y Julieta, an awesome manly smoke, robust and rich in complex flavor sensations. Each leaf is carefully selected, delicately aged, and meticulously crafted by expert hands full of wisdom and tenderness. Hands with decades of experience, culminating in an unforgettable smoke. Your first Romeo will blow you away. The passion you've always felt will soar to new heights. You'll discover the passion that burns within. Visit The Cigar Life on Facebook and Twitter.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause lung cancer and heart disease.
Hold it right there.
Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Rocky Patel Premium Cigars at Buffalo River Works. Get your tickets before they sell out at CigarDave.com.
We're talking with Joseo Padron and George Padron at Padron Cigars headquarters in Little Havana. You launched the 1926 series to commemorate your father, Joseo Padron's birthday year.
His 75th birthday. And that was done, I believe, in 2001. I don't have the exact date right now, but, I mean, yeah, 2001, 15 years ago. So, you know, that line was introduced in 2001. And, again, much like the anniversary that by that time had already, you know, taken off to a certain level, the 26 came in crawling and started to walk. And, you know, then it's running. And that's basically how it's been.
I mean, well, I remember you gave me a couple to smoke, and I said, great, when are they going to be ready? I don't know yet, but just smoke it, and we'll let you know. And I think it was probably about another year until you were able to get the production out and get the boxes. And that's a little bit fuller-flavored cigar than the 1964, a little bit different complexion. But when you launch that, same thing, immediate success without any delay, right through the roof. Obviously, it must have exceeded your expectations.
Well, I mean, you know, we didn't really go into it with big expectations on anything.
You didn't put a plan. You just basically said, we're going to make them. Let's see what happens.
Exactly.
You didn't have a spreadsheet and project for the next 10 years. You basically said, we're going to put them out. Let's see what we do.
Right. I mean, you know, we have a lot of faith in the consumers. We knew that we were putting out a good product. So it was just a matter of time. I mean, it's a matter of the time that it takes to develop the brand. I mean, it takes years to do that. So it's not something that happens overnight. And, you know, little by little, that's exactly what's happened. I mean, it's a brand that is recognized in the industry as a product that is recognized all over the world as a quality, excellent product.
Now we move into the Family Reserve Series, another highly anticipated launch. Let's go through those, because that same thing, that's really limited. If you're talking about the 1926 and 1964 is limited, this is ultra, ultra, ultra limited.
Yeah, the Family Reserve, again, was just another development of the line, you know, understanding the marketplace, the types of products that were out. You know, everything that we do with the idea of celebrating certain moments in the company's history, and that's basically how it came out. I mean, it's something that came, the product came out, it was introduced in about 2007, and you know, from that point on, again, it's been a slow and steady growth.
And you've come out with different releases every year, and 2 years ago, in 2013, September 2013, I was honored enough, you called me personally, to invite me to your 50th anniversary party. Now, lieutenants, I've got to tell you, you think of a party, you think there's going to be a few hundred people, there's going to be some cigars and some food and maybe a little entertainment. This was absolutely off the charts. You had to find a venue that, number one, was large enough, and number two, you could smoke cigars. And you found, I think, what, a movie, like a movie set type thing?
It was basically, it's basically a big warehouse here in Miami that is a venue for parties like that. And they allowed us to smoke, which is obviously an important factor for us in where we would go. And it turned out great.
Oh, no, that's an understatement, George. It was not great. It was off the charts. And I raved about it for umpteen months afterward. I talked about it on the show. You had the huge band, these dancers. I saw a video of you dancing the conga line, which I'm holding because I know that could be detrimental to your career. But it was great. And you had, I mean, the people that came from Europe, because not only do they do business with you, but they're friends. And you had literally everybody you've done business with and friends to the Padron family there. Between the cigars, the food, you had John Sally, the NBA player that was the master of ceremonies. He was hysterical. I met Ben from Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. They had these bicycles, and I said, "Why is Ben of Ben and Jerry's? He loves Padron cigars."
Actually, it was Jerry.
Jerry. I can never keep him straight.
He's a big cigar smoker. He loves Padron, and he, you know, he wanted to be a part of the party, and I told him, "Jerry, just come and enjoy it." And he goes, no, I mean, I insist that we bring ice cream, and he wanted to bring ice cream and serve it for everybody. So, you know, obviously, I appreciate that. He's also someone that started from nothing and built a tremendous business. So, you know, we have a lot of things in common, and it was great.
George, I want to ask you if your father would like to say anything to our our audience, people that love Padron cigars, the people that may, this could be the first time they've really heard your father talk about the history. I know this has been fascinating. We're going to start out with an hour, and now I think we're in 3 hours. It's just gone incredibly quick, and I've been fascinated. But I want to ask your father if there's anything he'd like to say to the consumers, the people that listen, who enjoy Padron cigars.
Dice que si hay algo que tú le quisieras decir a los fumadores y a todas las personas que están oyendo, que van a oír esta entrevista, que a veces a lo mejor no han podido tener la oportunidad de escucharte a ti hablar.
Que me siento muy orgulloso, como ahora me han demostrado con mi cumpleaños, que todos me han felicitado y todos me tienen cariño, y yo les agradezco eso y que se sientan muy alegres y muy contentos con lo que estamos haciendo, porque todo el mundo me dice que estoy haciéndolo bien.
That he feels very proud, and he feels a lot of satisfaction. That, for example, that now it was his 90th birthday on June 10th, and he had thousands of people that wrote to him, that called him, and that expressed their gratitude and wishing him a happy birthday and a healthy life. That he's been able to reach as many people as he has that have been happy with the product that he's put out. That to him, there's no greater gift than that, to see that people enjoy the product that he's put out.
I hope you all enjoyed the series of interviews and conversations with Jose O. Padron and George Padron as much as I enjoyed spending the afternoon with them back at their headquarters in Miami. And we will have the entire three series of interviews at CigarDave.com. Next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., August 13th, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo River Works, downtown Buffalo, about 6 tickets remaining. Go to CigarDave.com. It is a great day, guaranteed. You will love it, those of you in Buffalo. Cigar Dave, the general, saying, "May our humidor always be full. May our cutter always be sharp. May our ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. My hometown of Buffalo, here I come. Roll out the 5-star carpet."
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton is not honestly explaining her private email server controversy by saying she, quote, short-circuited when she said the FBI director said she'd been truthful.
She used the term short-circuited. She took a little short circuit in the brain, and she's got problems. I mean, if we had real people, this would be a real problem for her.
Trump says that kind of a problem is something America does not need.
But I think that the people of this country don't want somebody that's going to short circuit up here.
Trump made his remarks while campaigning in Windom, New Hampshire. U.S. men's basketball crushed China 119-62 in their opening game in Rio. Forward Kevin Durant scored 25 points, says he fed off his teammates.
I think when you get high, you want to see your bench getting excited for you. I think that's better than making the shot, to be honest. And to see my teammates get excited for me, that's what kept me going.
DeMarcus Cousins added 17 points. Paul George had 15 for the U.S. Thais are voting in a referendum on a new constitution that could prolong a military rule and entrench a new system that gives vast powers to appointed officials. The junta, which came to power in a May 2014 coup, says the new constitution will usher in a new era of clean politics and stable democracy. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says preliminary indications suggest a machete attack against two female police officers in the city of Charleroi today was an act of terrorism. The assailant was fatally shot by a third officer as he was yelling Allahu Akbar. Police say both of the wounded officers are now out of danger. An investigation is going to continue into the incident. You can check out more news, get more analysis, log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
A Cape Cod town has closed three beaches after great white sharks were seen feasting on a small whale carcass.
Truro officials announced that the Noon's Landing Cold Storage and Beach Point beaches will be closed until Sunday. The whale carcass was reported Wednesday in Cape Cod Bay off North Truro. Researchers say that by Thursday, the carcass was battered and at least two great white sharks had fed on it. Officials posted a YouTube video of a shark swimming around the carcass. Patrick Voss reporting.
The 11-year-old South Carolina girl hospitalized after contracting an unusually deadly brain-eating amoeba has died. The Beaufort Gazette reports the family of Hannah Collins says she died Friday evening. Health officials had confirmed Tuesday someone had been exposed to the amoeba while swimming July 24th in the Edisto River in Charleston County. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. One U.S. city is increasing the pay for first responders and adding officers to the force.
Rising property values and sales taxes will bring in an additional $60 million for the city of Dallas. Roughly $37 million of that will go towards increasing pay for police officers and firefighters and hiring more of both. Long before the ambush last month that killed five officers, Dallas PD has been in crisis mode with the murder rate soaring and officers leaving for other cities with better pay and benefits. Valdior reporting.
Two U.S. senators are urging the FCC to wade into automotive cybersecurity while automakers continue to develop self-driving cars. Senators Edward Markey and Richard Blumenthal say the dedicated short-range communications that wirelessly send information so a car can avoid other cars or other obstacles is vulnerable to hackers. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. Doesn't have the judgment, the temperament, the understanding. He's woefully unprepared to do this job.
Barack Obama knows a lot about being woefully unprepared to be president of the United States.
I think he's the worst president maybe in the history of our country. I think he's been a disaster. He's been weak. He's been ineffective.
I thought it was pretty despicable. Talk about undermining the United States of America. Barack Obama potentially did that today.
Around the time the deal was done and American hostages were being released, the administration airlifted $400 million in cash to Iran.
Of course it was a quid pro quo. Their denials are completely laughable. If it wasn't a ransom deal, why the secrecy?
He handed me his Purple Heart.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
You did not serve. You had your chance. You escaped. And now you wanted easy Purple Heart in your pocket. You should have pinned it back.
We talked about during the primary how he was so bad at times. He's worse now.
What are you doing?
He's not well.
In the middle of this fight, holding a Purple Heart on stage and talking about it at all.
People called him for months, called him the chaos candidate.
He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Brian Kilmeade here. Hope you're having a great day. And, well, we have a lot to report. 1-866-408-7669. Some breaking news you have to find out more about. We're still putting it all together, and we see one of the newsmakers in this big story on our channel right now. We're monitoring it, and we'll take in his comments. But let's get to the big three.
Brian's big three.
Off the rails. That's exactly what Donald Trump has done to his campaign. He's had so many opportunities over the last 4 days to gain tremendous momentum over a candidate, an opponent, who has been caught lying by none other than the Washington Post, who's terrible on the stump, was about to come crashing down after a major bump from her Democratic convention, a president speaking out of turn, but no one has been a worse candidate in my lifetime over the last 4 days than Donald Trump. It makes me wonder if he is trying to lose.
Number two.
Having said all that, President Obama way out of line with the Prime Minister of the Philippines, the Prime Minister of Singapore to his immediate right, he decides to eviscerate Donald Trump and call on Republicans to disavow their candidate. Can someone tell the president that he is president, not candidate? Can someone tell him he is out of time? Can someone tell him that Hillary Clinton can handle
her own fight? Oops, maybe she can't. You'll hear his remarks next.
Number one.
And a plane full of cash. This is why Admiral Kirby is on television right now, trying to tell all of us that $400 million in Swiss francs was delivered to Iran the same day hostages were released, and it wasn't ransom. Iran says it was ransom. You at home yell out ransom, but it was part of a $1.7 billion payment that we agreed to make to Iran. Really? On the same day our hostages are released? Really? In francs? In hard cash? Really? You expect us to believe that? I don't. And that's where we'll start. That story broke. Wall Street Journal had it. Here's Mike Pence. Cut 40.
The Ayatollah Al-Khamenei actually distanced himself from that so-called historic nuclear pact. He actually said that to do a deal with the United States was deadly poison. And if you haven't heard about it yet, tonight the Wall Street Journal is actually reporting that on the day, and it's around the time the deal was done and American hostages were being released, the administration airlifted $400 million in cash to Iran. You know, we cannot have four more years accommodating and apologizing to our enemies or abandoning our friends.
Incredible. Senator Tom Cotton says this breaks the longstanding U.S. policy to put a price on the head of Americans and has led to Iran to continue its illegal seizures. By the way, within days of the release of our four hostages, even though we have not found Bruce Levinson yet, he is the FBI guy that has disappeared. And feared dead. No idea where his whereabouts are. Two more Iranian Americans were taken. So there that goes. And now they said. Now Iran says, we want the $2 billion that you kept from us because you were under sanctions since 2009. Do you believe this audacity? What do you think they're doing with the $400 billion? Rebuilding bridges and roads? I doubt it. 1-800-HEZBOLLAH. Believe me. What bothers me most is the president's getting a pass. Think about this. He says he's going to end all wars. Bombing in Syria sometimes. Bombing in Iraq when he has a chance. Started a 30-day bombing campaign in Libya. Retains the fight in Afghanistan against a JV opponent that has proven to be more formidable than Al-Qaeda. And a Libyan operation that destabilized a country that he's now trying to fix. And he has 54% approval rating. While President Bush left with 28. Bizarre. Mark Thiessen, Cut 41.
Of course it was a quid pro quo. Their denials are completely laughable. I mean, first of all, the Wall Street Journal reports that U.S. officials admitted to the journal that Iranian negotiators on the hostage deal were actually asking for this money in exchange as a sign that they were making progress. So this was literally a specific request the Iranian hostage negotiators were making. And second of all, if it wasn't a ransom deal, why the secrecy? Why send an unmarked plane with wooden pallets filled with Swiss francs and other non-U.S. currency in the dead of night to arrive in Tehran just, by the way, by coincidence, on the very day that the hostages are released? And why keep it secret from Congress and the American people? I mean, why were they perhaps worried that the American people would be upset to learn that they were evading U.S. sanctions law, because it is illegal under U.S. sanctions law to give cash to the Iranian regime, and they were giving them hard currency that they can use to fund terrorism, support the Assad regime in Syria, and advance their nuclear program? I think Americans would be pretty upset to learn about it, as they probably are tonight.
As I am now. You don't sneak around if you have nothing to hide. Admiral Kirby, spokesperson for the State Department, said this 90 seconds ago in regards to the $400 million given to Iran.
First of all, it was their money. This was $400 million in a trust fund that had been frozen back in the late 70s, early 80s. So this was a long-standing claim. It was their money. And as the president said at the time, and we spoke to this at the time, that now with the prisoners released, now with the Iran deal done, it made no sense for us to continue to drag out this claim.
And so we settled it. And
the same day that money comes, the hostages are released. And by the way, the Ayatollah says you should never do a deal. Listen to this. This is the people that were supposed to bring into the family of nations. The president got elected. You guys elected him, or whoever is out there saying, yeah, President Obama had my vote in 08 and 12. He goes, you talk to your enemies, not just your friends. Man, do we talk to our enemies. Cuba and Iran and Venezuela. Had Hugo Chavez not died, I'm sure we would have cut a great deal there. And I'm being sarcastic. The Journal reported that President Obama did not disclose the $400 million cash payment on January 17th. The administration has now disclosed that $1.7 billion was paid, except that it is now paid in full. Now, they go on to say this is supreme leader. In blunt remarks prominently featured in Iran's state news media, who, by the way, called the $400 million ransom, the senior leader, Khomeini, and they said the talks led to the nuclear agreement, and they should be regarded as an instruction lesson on the dangers posed by interactions with governments he regards as enemies. He considers it a bad deal. And we also know Iran is more emboldened with the money they had to harass and harangue Israel. While we cut Israel's funds back, Iran uses the funds that we freed up to fuel Hamas and Hezbollah, who happen to be working on a rocket that can jump the Iron Dome. And wait until you find out what's happening to Israeli aid from this administration. And by the way, for an American who's Jewish to be still looking at the Democratic Party to vote, you really are not doing, you're not doing the best you can to research what's good for Israel in any way, shape, or form. Not with this Secretary of State turned president if she wins. And certainly not with this president, who somehow took office with a deep dislike for Benjamin Netanyahu, and it only got worse from there. Next, President Obama, yesterday, outrageously, despite the fact that he's at the White House meeting with another leader, decides to eviscerate Donald Trump. A fight he does not need. Certainly he can help, but does not need. Cut four.
That's not just my opinion. That is the opinion of many prominent Republicans. There has to come a point at which you say, enough. And the alternative is that the entire party, the Republican Party, effectively endorses and validates the positions that are being articulated by Mr. Trump.
Cut one.
Yes. I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it.
When we come back, Ed Rollins will talk about that. But let's just talk about a 48-year-old, one-term senator with 2 years' experience. All 2 years he spent campaigning, except to come down and vote against the Iraq surge, which, by the way, worked. He's a guy that said, let's talk to our enemies. How did that turn out? He's a guy who called ISIS the JV team. How did that work? He's a guy who jammed Obamacare down our throats. The breaking news, Aetna, the last major carrier, says it doesn't make any sense. We've lost too much money. We're out. It's costing us a ton of money. We insured people by advance by expanding Medicaid. That is it. That, if that was something to run on, he'd be running on it. So would Hillary Clinton. That's terrible. You have a foreign policy that allowed 400,000 people in Syria to be killed, the last of which was, I think, 2 days ago when Syrian rebels were gassed. This is the type of policy that allowed, this is the type of president with his experience who says he was fit for office that allowed Russia to get a foothold back in the Middle East, who, in a matter of weeks after getting the job, went to Cairo and apologized for America. And you're worried that a 70-year-old businessman was unfit for office? When we come back, Ed Rollins. What's his take on Donald Trump refusing to support Paul Ryan and Senator John McCain, further fracturing the party?
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Your side has been desperately
wrong. He continues not to tell the truth.
It's got
to
be a
problem. All thing is a mess.
Let me make this point.
Nobody can justify this.
If I ask a question, I want an answer.
Another crazy school district.
Reaction from both sides.
What's the beef
from the left?
Do you not see the danger?
It's not a fact.
No.
That's
no,
what a pinhead
no.
says.
No BS, no fluff. Straight up facts.
Straight talking. Skin stopping. Calling out the pinheads and calling it like it is.
Please watch the O'Reilly Factor weeknights on the Fox News Channel.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order, for free, plus get the book Beat the Odds, free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516, that's 1-800-541-2516, or log on to briansbeats.com. That's briansbeats.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Andy and Opie walking along the country roads around Mayberry come to mind immediately upon hearing this familiar TV theme of the Andy Griffith Show. It was composed by Earl H. Hagen, who also wrote the TV themes for Gomer Pyle, USMC, That Girl, and the Dick Van Dyke Show, among others.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
There has to come a point at which you say, somebody who makes those kinds of statements doesn't have the judgment, the temperament, the understanding to occupy the most powerful position in the world.
But I guess at 48 years old, Barack Obama did with 2 years in the Senate. Ed Rollins joins us. He's seen it all, consultant to presidents, GOP, consultant for everybody, co-chair of the pro-Donald Trump super PAC, Great America. Ed, your reaction to the president eviscerating Donald Trump at that state event yesterday?
First of all, the president has no business basically being a critic. He can go run against him. He can basically take issues with positions. He can defend himself because obviously his administration is going to be a lot of what the Trump campaign is going to be about, I hope. And I think to a certain extent, I've never seen a president get caught, at least in modern times, gone out and done this kind of campaigning.
Inappropriate?
Well, I think it's inappropriate. I think it diminishes the office somewhat. And again, I think the president has a right to defend himself on policy issues, but don't make it personal. The qualifications of the president of the United States, according to the Constitution, you've got to be 35 years of age, you've got to be born in this country. Trump meets all that, and he went out and he campaigned hard and effectively and got the nomination. So now, can you criticize, if you're outside the presidency, some of the things that have happened? Sure, that's up for Hillary and her team to do. But I think to a certain extent for the president to do that, it diminishes the office somewhat.
Ed Rollins,
I would never let Ronald Reagan ever say, I didn't have to do it because Ronald Reagan didn't ever want to do it. We never said a negative thing about anybody.
I think so. And I remember Ronald Reagan probably wanted Bush 41 to be the next president against Michael Dukakis. But I don't believe he played much of a role. And he certainly wasn't eviscerating Michael Dukakis for riding in a tank or doing anything that I remember. If I want to switch gears, talk about the candidate that you're running a super PAC for, Donald Trump. Here's what he said about how he handled the Khan situation. As you know, he's the gold star parent that has son killed in 2004 in Iraq. Cut 13.
Do you regret at all engaging in this back and forth with the Khans?
I don't regret anything. I said nice things about the son, and I feel that very strongly. But, of course, I was hit very hard from the stage, and, you know, it's just one of those things.
You think that was the right answer?
It would have been the right answer on the first day. You know, Donald Trump created this crisis. My concern, and obviously I'm a supporter, and I'm going to be a supporter to the bitter end here, is that since the night he gave his acceptance speech, which is a very fine speech, every single day he's lost ground. He went out the next day and he basically attacked Cruz and he attacked Kasich and said he's going to get super PACs to go out and run against them as opposed to bringing the party. He had a unified party. He could have marched off. He got into this Khan thing. I've always advised clients, and I can tell you other presidents, they don't watch the convention of the opposite side. The whole purpose of a convention, Democratic convention, is to go beat up on the opponent, just as we did very much during her convention. You shouldn't sit there every night, and I think one of Donald Trump's singular difficulties with this campaign is he sits and he watches TV all day long and feels he has to react to every single thing that's said against him. He needs to build a surrogate base in his campaign, which they don't have. There's a lot of missing elements in their campaign, but that's one of them. Sometimes great racehorses, they can't stay within the track. They wander all over the place. They put blinders on them. We need to put a blinder on Donald Trump, and his focus has to be strictly on Mrs. Clinton. And any other Republican, he just leaves alone. He aims to her, and anytime he can attack her and tie her to Obama, he's going to move forward. You get this $400 million payoff to the Iranians yesterday for the hostage. You got to be pounding that every single day. And forget what happened at the convention. The convention is 2 weeks ago story, last week's story. Forget what happened in the primaries. Move forward. Where are you going to take the country? And that's how you run an effective campaign. Every week you need to sit to yourself, how am I going to win this week? As you know, I'm an old boxer, and boxers win the rounds. That's how they win the fights. So in every campaign I've ever been involved, how are we going to dominate this week? How at the end of this week are we going to meet our goals and have these stories told about us? And I don't think they do that. I think it's very impulsive. I think he goes out and he does these rallies. He gets caught up in the crowd. It's a top of his head type of a drill. It's not too late, but I will tell you something. It's getting to a point where a lot of people have for a second.
Ed, it is getting late, no doubt about it. Hillary Clinton never been more vulnerable, and yet he's not landing a blow. What about his decision to not back Senator McCain, say I never really liked him, and say he's not quite there yet with Paul Ryan?
Well, it's absurd. First of all, he's complaining, and he's saying the media is against him. As you know from the station that you work on and I participate in, there are many people in the media very pro-Trump. There's certainly the Washington Post and the New York Times and others are against Trump. So why go do an interview with the Washington Post and basically attack the House Speaker, attack Senator McCain, instead of saying, listen, I look forward to working with Speaker Ryan and a Republican majority when I get to be the president. I look forward with working with Chairman McCain when he's on for, and how we fix the country for veterans, how we rebuild the military. You don't walk into that environment and basically attack your own
side. Does he really not know that?
I don't know whether I don't know how to read him anymore. I don't know him well enough to basically know whether this is deliberate or whether this is instinctive. The problem is his base of knowledge is limited to the primaries, which he obviously did things that were very amazing. But a presidential campaign, when everybody in the world is watching you, there are certain things you got to do. And the most important thing you got to do is you got to go make the case against your opponent and make the case for yourself. And so far, he's making the case against himself. Huh. And very little against his opponent.
Ed, thanks for giving it straight. Thanks so much, Ed Rollins. Back in a moment.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists, and military experts, researchers, and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Most experts and pundits thought President Harry Truman would be soundly defeated by Thomas Dewey. On November 2nd, 1948, Truman had the last laugh.
And Mr. Kestenbaum and Mr. Hartnett were reporting the situation as it then developed. And Mr. Kestenbaum was saying, well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. We have yet to hear. And we are very sure Mr. Truman will be defeated. And to the sorrow of myself and those who were listening with me, and I went back. bed and went to sleep.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Welcome to Wheel of Justice. I'm Lise Wheel. It's been nearly 8 months since America's dad was indicted on sexual assault charges, and now Bill Cosby will indeed face a trial. But when? No time soon, at least not if his lawyers can help it. Cosby's attorneys have spent the past few months trying to get the charges dismissed. That failed. Their efforts to force the alleged victim to testify in Cosby's presence also failed, and so now they're continuing their fights via appeals. So what's next? My guess? With a pre-trial hearing set for early September and reports that Cosby is blind and rarely leaves his home, expect his lawyers to argue that he's not competent to stand trial. In Pennsylvania, a defendant who is substantially unable to understand, to participate, and assist his defense is incompetent to be tried so long as such incapacity continues. Even if Cosby is deemed incompetent, he can't avoid trial forever, or can he? Given his age and condition, it's up in the air as to when, if ever, Cosby will see the inside of a courtroom. I'm Lise Wheel, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
This is from the Wall Street Journal report. This is very important now, okay? Because in its story today, it talks about Iranian press reports. And straight out of Tehran, they've quoted senior Iranian defense officials saying it was a ransom payment. Now, are they wrong?
Yes, they are. They're absolutely wrong, Bill, completely wrong. And you can believe us, who talked about this on camera and on the record since January, or you can believe an unnamed anonymous defense official from Iran. You choose who you're going to believe to be more credible.
And I'll talk to Hemmer about this when he joined us at a different hour on today's show, but he never said, hey, by the way, we're sending pallets full of Swiss francs, 400 million to the tune of 400 million, overnight in an unmarked plane to Iran. No one's ever said that. And you don't do that if you're not sneaking around denying that. Meanwhile, I got to also, we're going to take calls in 10 minutes, 1-866-408-7669. I just want to share with you, you know, Donald Trump made the idiot move to not endorse Speaker Ryan and say he's never really liked Senator McCain, say he doesn't do enough for the vets, so he's not going to endorse him. When both men went out of their way to say they're going to vote for him, and Paul Ryan had come around after a series of meetings to support him. Paul Ryan, love him or hate him, and I like him a lot. I think he's extremely talented, extremely smart, extremely composed. And I think Republicans are lucky to have a leader in the House that really has respect to both sides of the aisle. He went out of his way and said, you know, I am going to endorse Donald Trump. You know, he's not vociferous, but why would he be? They're very different, especially after he destroyed him and Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney has a huge problem with Donald Trump, and we know Ryan and Romney are tight. Ryan's Priebus reportedly is apoplectic over Donald Trump's refusal to commit to an endorsement of Ryan and McCain in their upcoming races. Ryan and McCain face stiff competition. We know that. Donald Trump said, quote, not quite there yet with the Ryan endorsement. He is the executive director of the National Center for Policy Analysis, former congressman, lieutenant colonel, author of Guardian of the Republic. Colonel Alan West, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Brian. How are you?
Can you imagine stupider moves by any major party candidate than Donald Trump has done over the last 2 days, 4 days?
Well, I think what you see happening is a person that is focused on themselves and not understanding what the team is. You know, this is just not a snapshot in time of what is occurring right now, but this is something that goes back 3-4 months. And I think it is important to realize that if you are running to be president and you have this policy vision of make America great again, well, if you do not have people up on Capitol Hill that enable you to take that policy vision and turn it to a legislative vision, it's not going to go anywhere. And so what happens, I think Donald Trump has to understand, and I'm not criticizing or whatever, but this is just a practical understanding. What happens if the United States Senate falls into the hands of the Democrats and Chuck Schumer becomes the Senate Majority Leader? Okay, that's going to be his reality. And every single thing that he wants to do as far as the policy agenda is going to be held up. And we know what Harry Reid did.
It's unthinkable. I mean, Colonel, this is unbelievable. I mean, if this was hearsay and behind the scenes in the campaign that Donald Trump doesn't necessarily want to endorse people, then they'd be denied by it. Then I would say that's still sloppy. But to come out yesterday, 4 days after you, for some reason, were clumsily, somewhat attacking a Gold Star parent. I mean, to do that and say I have no regrets about the way I handled that, this is a guy, it's almost suicidal as far as his campaign goes.
Well, the thing that I equate it to is someone that is pulling the pin on grenades and dropping it right between his 2 feet. And again, there was a way to have dealt with the Khan situation, not talking about the wife, but talking about what, you know, really Mr. Khan should have been addressing. He should have been addressing the people that killed his son and how you're going to make sure that regardless, black, white, Hispanic, Christian, Muslim, whatever the soldier, sailor, airman, marine, they're not going to be killed by the radical Islamists. He should have been addressing why would he stand on a stage there at the DNC where they had just booed and heckled a Medal of Honor recipient. Or he should have been addressing the fact that why would Mr. Khan support someone that abandoned Americans to die in a combat zone and then lied about it. Those are the type of things you want to do because you want to dominate the narrative. And now what are we talking about? We're not talking about 1% GDP. We're not talking about the thing in Iran with supposedly $400 million. We're not talking about the slow economic growth. We're not talking about tax policy. National security policy. We're talking about specifically things that Donald Trump has said, and he has to understand that you cannot continue to take the bait and go into the ambush that is all about evidencing that he is erratic, that he does not possess the temperament. And again, someone has to discipline and get Donald Trump under control to get him to realize he does not have to respond personally to every single thing, and he's got to put down this Twitter tour. And I know that maybe all the Trumpites were going to come out and attack me for saying this, but I'm more focused on our country than an individual.
So am I. And that's what blows me away. I mean, the stuff that you're saying, it's insightful, but this is not what emerges out of an Aspen think tank. This is logic. This is logic. If you are running for you, then you make these statements. If you're running for the country, you don't lean towards these statements. Now, General Michael Hayden was on another network this morning and was asked about Donald Trump. He's clearly not on board, but here's what he's hearing. Cut 25.
How erratic he is, I can argue about this position or that position. I do that with the current president. But he's inconsistent. And when you're the head of a global superpower, inconsistency, unpredictability, those are dangerous things. They frighten your friends and they tempt your enemies. And so I would be very, very concerned.
You agree with that?
Yes, I do, because let's think about this. You had the president of the United States of America that came out and said Donald Trump is unfit to be president. Well, it's the exact same things that General Hayden just talked about, which we can apply to Barack Obama. And we don't need to have a repeat of that, being a Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. We need to have stability. We need to have someone that operates from a grounding and some understandable principles by which he can turn, like I said, into a policy agenda which can be translated into a legislative agenda that can get this country back on track as far as economic growth, as far as going back and restoring our energy security. We should be talking about how do we produce, consume, and export our energy resources. You know, when Donald Trump comes out and says the things about NATO, then everyone has to question it, and then he has to come back and clarify it. You know, you need to just sit down and have a group of experts, people around you that have experience with these things, being it foreign relations, national security, military, the economic side, energy side, and they are the ones that are feeding you talking points that you can go out and start building your policy vision with.
Here's, by the way, yesterday, one of the Benghazi parents came out for Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton, along with the GDP growth, along with the $400 million ransom payment, it seems, according to the Wall Street Journal, to Iran during the worst deal possible for America, which she set up. He's out there ripping his own party. And also, he's had an opportunity to capitalize on this. Here's Charles Woods, cut 39.
There are two options. One is either Mrs. Clinton is lying, or else she has a bad memory because of her age or her head injury that she suffered. She said, "We are going to have the filmmaker arrested who was responsible for the death of my son." She stood in front of my son's casket and blamed the rage directed at American embassies upon the video that she said we had no part of.
Second parent to say she lied, who she called Pat Smith a liar in a politically correct way, but she called him a liar, called her a liar. Charles Woods is calling her, that's two. So two Gold Star parents calling her a liar. He has an opportunity here to say they lied about a ransom payment and they lied to the parents of the slain.
Well, you think about it, Brian, and I know that you love sports analogies. In sports, we talk about unforced errors and missed opportunities, and that's how you end up losing games, and that is what is happening right now. Coming off of the Sunday Chris Wallace interview, Hillary Clinton and Chris Wallace, think of all the points that Donald Trump could be talking about right now that could have her completely back on her heels. Think about the fact that she was out there with Warren Buffett. He could be talking about crony capitalism, which is how Warren Buffett is using the Obama administration and their policies to prop up his business. There's a reason why Warren Buffett, you know, stands against the Keystone XL pipeline, because he owns the train systems, and he wants that resource to be placed on trains, and that's why he's such a good buddy. And those are the type of things that he should be doing, deconstructing the other side. But right now, when you have an enemy, an opposition, Brian, that is telling you, here is our tactic. We are going to demean you. We are going to make you seem erratic. We are going to make you seem that you don't have the temperament. And you fall right into it. I mean, come on. You couldn't ask for anything better than your opposition to tell you what their strategy is.
You know, I want the best person for this country. This is not one of those shows where whatever Republican does is right and every Democrat does is right or wrong. We call it as we see it, and you've always done that. You didn't say Donald Trump's a god, I'm going to go for him, right or wrong. You're still sitting back and calling balls and strikes. I don't know what to make of this, and I don't even think Donald Trump is clear what a Purple Heart is. But listen, cut 15.
You know, something very nice just happened to me. A man came up to me. And he handed me his Purple Heart. Now, I said to him, is that like the real one or is that a copy? And he said, that's my real Purple Heart. I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Your reaction?
Totally wrong statement. You know, to say that I always wanted to get a Purple Heart. Well, now what's going to happen is people are going to go back and talk about the deferments from Vietnam.
Yep.
You had the opportunity to go get a Purple Heart. Why didn't you? And again, it's not understanding, you know, before we used to say in the military, engage brain before opening mouth. And so, again, this is going to be another thing that he's going to have to respond to. What he should have said, this is a very humbling honor, but I did not earn that Purple Heart. You did. But what I want to do is earn your trust and confidence by being a good commander-in-chief to make sure that future generations may not have to earn a Purple Heart. That's how you do it.
Huh. I'm flabbergasted. I mean, I don't know what to say. I actually don't know what to say. For him to do everything he's done over the last 5 days, on some level, I think he's doing it on purpose. I don't know what else it could be. No one is this tone deaf.
Well, if you live in an echo chamber, and it's the same that we've seen with Barack Obama, that you believe that whatever you're doing is right. To stand up and say that the economy is great and I saved the economy when we have a 1% GDP growth, again, it's tone deafness. And so the thing that the American people are struggling with, and I just came from my Rotary Club breakfast, and I had just about every single member of the Rotary Club come up to me and say, tell me what to do. He said, because I'm struggling. And we don't want to see the American people struggle. This should be so easy. It should be a clear delineation about the restoration of this republic, the restoration of our economy, the growth and restoring of our national security, the buildup of our military, and to once again regain our American exceptionalism as opposed to what we've just come through in the last 7.5 years.
Lastly, just to be fair, I also thought President Obama was way out of his lane by doing this.
Oh, totally.
Here's cut one. Listen to this.
Yes, I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it.
With the Prime Minister of Singapore to his right, he's acting like he's at a rally.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is the point we have to understand. Barack Obama is afraid because this is about his legacy. If Donald Trump can get himself disciplined, get on message, stay on message, get himself under control, stop focusing on himself, but focus on the American people and focus on this constitutional republic, then Barack Obama is forgotten, okay, because this will be a complete repudiation of these, you know, 8 years where he has done nothing but exactly what he said, the fundamental transformation of America, and it didn't end up well.
Colonel, I don't know what to say. I appreciate your insight. It was right on the money and 100% candid. Thanks so much.
Thank you, my friend. All the best.
Same to you. He's the executive director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. He used to be a Florida guy. Now he's a Texas guy. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Donald Trump, is he trying to lose? Barack Obama, does he know he's not running? And $400 million unmarked of Swiss francs. On pallets, at night, unmarked planes given to Iran. What else can it be except ransom?
Real insight from Brian and the people in the know. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls?
I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. We'll be right back. for the ultimate comic party pick. The ultimate. Details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
People called him for months, called him the chaos candidate, you know, and that he benefited from being the chaos candidate. He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate. I mean, like he's trying to destroy the party, himself. Everything that he's doing now seems to be, by any, if you just apply a rational basis to looking at what he's, at his behavior, he's just trying to destroy everything.
Well, that's what I'd say.
I mean, including his own campaign, including his own prospects, including everything that lies before him.
That is John Heilman, who I think has been given, he'll give Trump compliments absolutely when he can, but not today. Tom is listening on the Fox News Radio app on Long Island. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. You guys are doing a great job over there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
For starters, I'd like to say thank God for Mike Pence. He's doing a fantastic job out there.
Better than great. Better than great, Tom. Yeah.
A+. But I would agree with you that Trump needs to simmer down, to focus all his attention on Hillary. He is losing. There's so much stuff she does. Or he can make a TV show out of just the corruption this woman is involved in. And he needs just to just keep his focus on Hillary.
We'll see if he can do it. Susan, listening online in North Carolina. Susan.
Hello?
Hey, Susan.
I'm Sue. That's okay.
Okay.
My thing is, people don't care about this stuff. The talking heads are beating us to death. The American people care about fairness, and I think there are a lot like me that are just turning this off.
I hope so, Sue. For Trump's sake, he hopes you're right. But this other thing, you need the Republican apparatus to help you, and you just took the most powerful Republican and say you're thinking about endorsing him after he bucked his party and endorsed you. And his ex-running mate, who hates Donald Trump, and guess what? Speaker Ryan said, I'm endorsing Donald Trump. And what does he do yesterday? You could say you don't care, but it's more than just Susan in North Carolina, which, by the way, he's trailing in North Carolina. He needs all the help he can get in North Carolina.
I think he's going to win big.
Let's see. Rhonda on KIVA in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rhonda.
Hey, Brian. So I couldn't disagree with that woman more, because I think the concern, you know, because I try to listen to the words that come directly out of Donald Trump's mouth,
yep,
as opposed to the talking head. And I'm concerned at the words coming out of his mouth. I mean, I listened to him on Bill O'Reilly last night, and he just is not getting it. I don't know who he's listening to. And now that's probably my biggest concern, is like, who is he going to listen to? Because, I mean, I could put together a strategy better than he does, and I'm just an everyday person, but I just can't, and I'm really concerned. And I think that my family, we're talking about voting for Gary Johnson, because I can't in good conscience vote for Donald Trump when he's behaving the way he is. And I don't know, is this the true guy? Because if it is, then I'm concerned, and I want to be on board with him. But because Hillary is, you know, she's corruption. We're accepting corruption as the standard in our country if Hillary is the president.
Absolutely, Rhonda. It's the most winnable game ever, and Donald Trump has the wherewithal to win, but showing that he's actually choosing not to, consciously or unconsciously. Thanks so much. Keep listening to Kill Meet and Friends.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that a new plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay. Tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. About two dozen people attending a music festival in Northeast Ohio were taken for medical treatment Saturday after ingesting candies laced with some type of drug.
Nobody lost consciousness. Everybody appears to be okay. They're treating them up there.
Richland County Sheriff's Captain Donald Zenner says they don't know exactly what substance was ingested. It says packets are being tested to determine exactly what it is.
The rest has actually been taken to the crime lab and is being tested. I can't give you answers of what's in it.
The incident happened at a weekend rap concert in Butler. Individual candy packages that had the logo of a brand, commercial brand candy, were handed out to the crowd. On the stump in New Hampshire Saturday, Donald Trump says the Islamic State militants would be thrilled to have Hillary Clinton as president.
You tell me she looks presidential. They are just watching and they're looking, and boy, they're salivating. They're salivating. They're saying, that's what we want. Oh, that's what we want.
And he says the Obama administration's foreign policy, welcoming in immigrants from around the world, is dangerous.
What he wants is a borderless world. Let everybody come in. Let everybody come in. Americans need to ask themselves, do we want to risk the safety and the security of our family, businesses and communities on dangerous and extreme policies?
Belgium, still on high alert, has been since the attacks in Paris November 13th. On Saturday, a machete attack wounded two female police officers in Charleroi. Belgium's prime minister says preliminary indications suggest it was an act of terror. The attacker was killed by police. Jazz great Pete Fountain died early Saturday in New Orleans of heart failure. He was 86. And former Congresswoman Helen Delitzsch Bentley, who represented Maryland's 2nd District for a decade in the mid-80s, died Saturday afternoon. She was 92. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Japan marking the 71st anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima by renewing calls for a nuclear weapons-free world.
Hiroshima Mayor Kasumi Matsui says world leaders should follow President Obama and learn firsthand about the evils of nuclear weapons. Mr. Obama may pay tribute to 140,000 people killed by the world's first atomic bomb attack that was dropped by the U.S. to force Japan's capitulation in World War II. Mr. Obama became the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima. Patrick Foss reporting.
Six people died in landslides in the eastern Mexican state of Veracruz as what had been Tropical Storm Earl dumped heavy rains on the region. Earl was downgraded to a tropical depression as it continued westward into the mountains of central Mexico. And dozens of special forces personnel arrested in Turkey Saturday in the latest development in a sweeping crackdown following the failed coup in the country that killed over 270 people. More on these stories at townhall.com. One U.S. city is increasing the pay for its first responders and adding officers to its force.
Long before the ambush, where five Dallas officers were killed, DPD has been in crisis mode. Dallas's murder rate this year has jumped over 70% compared with last year, and officers are leaving for other cities with better pay. Rising property values and sales taxes will bring in an additional $60 million for the city, and roughly $37 million of that will go towards increasing pay for officers and firefighters, hiring more of both, and $4 million for new equipment. Val Dior reporting.
The Mormon Church offering the general public a rare opportunity to tour its 152nd temple in downtown Philadelphia. Public tours will start next week, end September 9th. After that, it'll be dedicated, and only church members in good standing will be permitted to walk its halls. Check out more news, get more analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Calling all volunteers. Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between. Volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Find out where you fit best to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. Doesn't have the judgment, the temperament, the understanding. He's woefully unprepared to do this job.
Barack Obama knows a lot about being woefully unprepared to be president of the United States.
I think he's the worst president maybe in the history of our country. I think he's been a disaster. He's been weak. He's been ineffective.
I thought it was pretty despicable. Talk about undermining the United States of America. Barack Obama potentially did that today.
Around the time the deal was done and American hostages were being released, the administration airlifted $400 million in cash to Iran.
Of course it was a quid pro quo. Their denials are completely laughable. If it wasn't a ransom deal, why the secrecy?
He handed me his Purple Heart.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
You did not serve. You had your chance. You escaped. And now you wanted easy Purple Heart in your pocket, you should have pinned it back.
We talked about during the primary how he was so bad at times. He's worse now.
What are you doing?
He's not well.
In the middle of this fight, holding a Purple Heart on stage and talking about it at all.
People called him for months, called him the chaos candidate.
He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Brian Kilmeade, hope you're having a good day, good morning, good afternoon. Whenever you decide to listen, it's going to be important. Glad you did. Big hour coming your way. John Dickerson will be here. He has written a brand new book. You know him on Face the Nation. It looks back at all these other candidates, what they did to get elected and why they didn't get elected. And by the way, it should make you feel good, better about this process, because it's been even crazier in years past in American history. And to my immediate left, one of the real stars of Fox News, hasn't been here in quite some time. That needs some explaining. But we'll get that from Shannon Bream and take your calls. But let's get to the big three.
Brian's Big Three.
Off the rails. Donald Trump couldn't have done more, almost couldn't have done more to hurt himself in November than what he did yesterday in August. And what he's done over the last 4 days, it begs the question, is he trying to lose? Please disabuse me of that notion, because some are saying that nobody, he is so off the reservation that even the higher-ups in his own campaign can't figure him out.
Number two.
Game on. President Obama lets the Prime Minister of Singapore know he doesn't like Donald Trump. How inappropriate was that ranting by President Obama yesterday saying Donald Trump is unworthy? What about a 48-year-old, one-term U.S. senator who wants to become President of the United States during in the midst of a huge economic crisis? That was the story for Barack Obama. That was a strong case to be made. But George Bush never made it because guess what? It's not appropriate. You could have taken a page from number 43.
Number one.
A plane full of cash delivered in an unmarked jet to our arch enemy, that terror nation of Iran? $400 million? No big deal. Oh, yeah, it is a huge deal. And part of a $1.7 billion payoff that could actually be ransom to release our hostages. Man, there's a lot to discuss. And Shannon Bream is hustled in to help us because you'll be on the air shortly, right? At what, 2 o'clock show?
I'm going to do 2 o'clock and then you'll see me on O'Reilly tonight.
Playing Shannon Bream?
Playing the role of Shannon Bream as only I can.
Judicial expert or savvy newscaster?
I like to think I'm a combo of those things at all times.
So you have no idea what you're going to be doing on O'Reilly.
Come on. Yes, I do. What am I doing tonight? It's something about gender discrimination.
You're against it.
About that. Yes, and as a former sexual harassment attorney, I'm against any kind of discrimination based on anything, ever.
Wow. All right, so.
Choose your words wisely, carefully.
I am. I almost like to go to break now.
No, you can't do that.
So yesterday,
your fans are standing by.
Yesterday, Donald Trump came forward and said, by the way, I'm not ready to endorse Paul Ryan. I'm just not there yet. And Senator McCain never really liked him much, hasn't done enough for the veterans. How damaging is that? Is it possible to put in words how damaging and disturbing that is if you're a Republican?
Do we mean other than the multiple years that McCain spent as a prisoner of war being tortured and abused and passing on chances to leave and be released because he wouldn't leave his men?
Yeah. How about the fact that he's just in a tough race for the Senate and he went out of his way to say, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump despite some reservations, and Paul Ryan saying, I'm going to support Donald Trump, especially with Mike Pence on the ticket, and to take massive steps backwards after you already had your convention to bring people together, and the one guy that jumped off the reservation has been widely ridiculed as Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
What's he thinking, Shannon? What's going on?
I don't think anybody can get inside of his brain but him. And the thing is, as much as people would want to criticize him, every time you think he's done something that would be fatal to his campaign, and I thought more than a year ago, starting with the McCain, prisoner of war criticism, he has continued to draw crowds and do well in the polls. So, when he continues to be able to pull things together, he's trailing Hillary. I'm sure that he doesn't feel like he needs to take advice. It's very unconventional. And the people who love him, that's what they love about him, is that he's unabashed about how much he loves this country and he just wants to shake things up and do things his way. And thousands of people keep showing up, and they voted for him, millions. So, it's hard to argue with him.
Shannon, solid argument. I think you got the problem. I witnessed it. The crowds are crazy. Their passion is crazy as anything I've seen. And they got him. I think they have him under the delusion, and it is a mistake, that he's running away with this. It's just not these people that are supporting him just are not being pulled.
No, because you and I know, we've seen this multiple times before. You remember the end of the last race when Romney and Ryan were having tens of thousands of people show up to these events. I mean, cars backed up for miles.
But
the polling showed that it wasn't there. You can't go on anecdotes and crowds.
But he is. Here is his comment, cut 28, about John McCain.
Now, I've, never been a big fan of John McCain, and I just hate the way our veterans have been treated by John and other people. I hate it. I look at our veterans, how badly they've been treated, the suicides, the
bad
treatment.
What done to veterans, though?
Well, he should have grabbed that issue. That's his issue.
He is on the Veterans Committee, and that's fine, but that has nothing to do with the fact that he was the party nominee, you supported him, and now you want his support in Arizona, and he does have a lot of support and a lot of fans, and you know what? If Donald Trump can help or hurt, whatever it is, You call up John McCain. Any other candidate would say, John, how can I help you? By getting closer or further away, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul Ryan, thanks so much for being there. I know you're reluctant. I'm glad you, I know you're happy I picked Mike Pence. So let's do this. They had to step back from his comments about the Gold Star Dad.
Right.
Regardless of what you think about the Gold Star Dad, who is now using this platform to be a pundit.
Well, there's a lot more to that story. As you and I know, I mean, there's a lot more to that story. But I think that there's a way to deflect what you feel like was an attack on you as the candidate without saying something in a way that's perceived to be insulting in any way to our military families or veterans. Because that's just not a, that is an unforced error you didn't need to make.
Especially because he has the military vote. And that was his best hope in Virginia, North Carolina, and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So John Heilman weighed in. And I don't think he's really been a Trump critic. Cut 22.
Donald Trump's had a lot of support in the Republican Party from millions of voters for many, many months, helped him win the Republican nomination. Some number of prominent conservatives were for him from the very beginning. Throughout the entire time that he was rising, we would have you I know, all of us had conversations with Republican strategists and electeds who would privately say, I think he's unfit for the Oval Office. He's not, should not be commander in chief. Some of those people now are in, who have endorsed him. Some of those people are now ostensibly pro-Trump. It's, having said for months that they questioned his temperament, his suitability, his intellectual capacity, his knowledge, and now increasingly his mental and emotional temperamental suitability, stability, and they endorsed him. And now, as you predicted and others predicted, things have gotten worse and worse and worse. No one in their right mind thinks things are now going to get better. There was once a prayer, right, would somehow stabilize, pivot, etc. No one believes that now.
No.
From Judge Curiel to the cons to the fact that he's now 5 days into it. He's still criticizing the cons yesterday.
What do you say? I mean, I thought we were going to have a different type show today, Shannon. I thought it was going to be about another Benghazi family coming out for Donald Trump and against Hillary Clinton. The economic growth, sadly, is anemic, and the president fighting with Donald Trump, with the Prime Minister of Singapore next to him, as a White House, as a president. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's almost unprecedented that a sitting president, and by the way, we had our illustrious Brain Room, which is everybody, if they know... know about
ever.
Fox. I mean, they do all of our research for us and go back. And we had them look at some of the previous presidents. It is exceptionally rare that a sitting president actually, of course, they're going to support their party's candidate, but to actually actively go after the opposing party candidate doesn't happen very much. It was hard to find.
Cut six.
You know, there have been Republican presidents with whom I disagreed with, but I didn't have a doubt that they could function as president. I think I was right and Mitt Romney and John McCain were wrong on certain policy issues, but I never thought that they couldn't do the job. And had they won, I would have been disappointed. But I would have said to all Americans, this is our president, and I know they're going to abide by certain norms and rules and common sense. We'll observe basic decency.
I don't believe that he thought John McCain and Mitt Romney could do the job. That's what he ran against. But he was just trying to point out how upset he is and how the theme amongst Democrats is prove Donald Trump is not stable, not emotionally stable, or worthy of the office. So he's surrounding that campaign issue.
Well, and, you know, their side fires back and says, look at all of the fires that we have going foreign policy-wise all over the world. You know, they're trying to poke holes in the current administration and say, like, you guys haven't, you know, been 100% fabulous on this. I mean, you have a lot of things out there that would suggest that maybe you haven't always made the right decisions. In hindsight, it's 2020. But, you know him. He's not going to take criticism lying down.
Well, we're going to take some calls when we get back, but more of you, Shannon Bream. When are we going to see you on television? At 2 p.m.?
I will see you at 2 p.m. and then at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well, I know you come back, but just in case people have to run from the radio, do you have a guest lined up, or is it just going to be you? Are you going to end with a band?
We have a house band now on the 2 o'clock
show.
Really? Newly rolling out today, so we'll be taking your requests. Get those to me, but it only plays 80s music. So don't request anything else.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, we've got Monica Crowley, KT McFarlane, and others. We're going to talk about all of these things. The $400 million non-ransom payment to Iran. We're going to talk about, the defections, the GOP defections from Trump and many other things. So please stay tuned.
We will. I will stay tuned. But when we come back, more on the $400 million that we didn't know about until yesterday.
Now we know.
Missed part of the show? Don't panic. Get the podcasts online at KillmeadandFriends.com.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor, so if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order, for free, plus get the book Beat the Odds, free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516, that's 1-800-541-2516, or log on to briansbeats.com, that's briansbeats.com.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Talk. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can't say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks, and no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
She's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happened. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
What I can tell you is there is no secret about it. The president spoke about it in January. The secretary spoke about it. I spoke about it. Everybody has been upfront and honest about what happened here and why it happened and how it happened. And, oh, by the way, the teams that were negotiating the release of our Americans was a completely separate team than was working in the Hague Tribunal to negotiate this claim. Completely separate process.
Can I then...
Though simultaneously done, the timing is all coincidental.
Well, let's see how that feels. Shannon Bream's here. Shannon, that was Admiral John Kirby, spokesperson for the State Department, trying to explain why $400 million in Swiss francs was sent on pallets to Iran the same day, January 17th, same day these four hostages are released. And there's no quid pro quo.
Everyone knew about it. That's what he said.
Who knew about
Everybody knew about it at the time.
Like we do. We knew August 2nd. We absolutely knew August 2nd that something happened January 17th.
On the Iranian side of this, they are very much portraying it as we extracted a ransom from the U.S.
And the admiral says, who do you believe, America or Iran?
Good question.
Right. Sadly, we have to play the Jeopardy music. We can't figure that out.
Oh, okay. And, well, I can also add to the pile of evidence that they have since taken into custody at least three Americans since this happened.
Because it pays.
It might.
Right. And I feel as though we don't know three-quarters of this true Iranian deal. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Congress knows three-quarters of
true exactly.
Iranian deal.
And you talk to members all the time who will say, we never could get the whole story.
Do you know that Senator Ben Cardin didn't vote for this? Democrat. Mm-hmm. Senator Chuck Schumer didn't vote for this? Democrat. Senator Menendez didn't vote for a Democrat. But yet at the DNC, they said, we have put a cap on Iran's nuclear program without firing a shot.
Right.
And one of those people that would say a testimonial was Ben Cardin. You have to suspend disbelief to understand if they actually meant that.
Which is how politics operates, as you know.
But it doesn't mean it's right, Shannon.
I'm
why
not
are you
saying
so matter
anything
of fact
that happens.
It?
I'm not saying anything that happens in Washington is ever right. I'm just saying we report. You decide.
Well, I'm deciding. Senator Tom Cotton, who I think is going to be a legitimate contender next
Very
time around
sharp.
For president.
Very sharp.
Extremely sharp with a military background and an Ivy League education. He says this break with longstanding U.S. policy put a price on the head of Americans and led Iran to continue its illegal seizures now and in the future.
Yeah, I mean, and this is somebody who has served our country over there on multiple tours. You know, I mean, this is somebody who has put his own life on the line to go and wade into these things. And, you know, he knows from whence he speaks.
So this has been our lead. It was our lead on Fox and Friends. It's our lead on this
show.
Oh,
I watched.
You did.
All. How many
and
hours
then
are
2
there?
O'clock,
3?
Yes.
3 hours.
We didn't expect you to get up for the first. Because
I was out running.
Right. You were?
I was.
Okay. You can still listen.
I don't have the app.
Paul is listening to WLAD in Danbury, Connecticut. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Brian. I just wanted to voice my opinion about Trump.
You upset?
This guy is shooting himself. Oh, I'm seething with anger with his comments. This guy's going to need every congressman, every senator he can get to put his agenda through. The way he's going about it, he's destroying himself. And I just can't understand him accepting that Purple Heart. He should have said to the guy, that's yours. You keep it. You earned it. I didn't. And I'm seething with anger. I'm losing all my thought. This guy is a freaking clown, and you can spell freaking any which way you like.
So you're going to vote for Hillary?
No, I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I've done it many times. I've stayed home, and when they tortured and disadvantaged Goldwater, I didn't vote for Republican until Reagan came along.
Because you're a true conservative. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. But that's a lot of the frustration, Shannon. Mm-hmm. I know you pride yourself on fair and balanced equilibrium, Shannon Bream. You're very, you know, whatever happens, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can understand how people are getting extremely emotional because they see that Senator Hillary Clinton silently is blowing up. I mean, we know that another Benghazi father came out and said she told me about the video. We know that's clear. We know that the Washington Post called her out for lying on Sunday. Ron Fournier, who's been covering her since 86, says she continues to lie. And then we have this Iranian deal, which she's directly linked to because her secret meeting set it up. And guess what? We're talking about Donald Trump, Purple Hearts, babies crying, Paul Ryan no good, never liked John McCain. It's crazy.
Well, I think you and I both think, well, I won't speak for you. I won't. But I would think there is a sense out there that people know that former Secretary Clinton is handled differently by the mainstream media than by some other media outlets. And I think sometimes people want to focus on the negatives about Trump and purposely divert from some of the issues that she has. And potentially that includes still an ongoing FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. They wouldn't confirm or deny it. There are other potential shoes to drop. I mean, there are numerous lawsuits still involving her email and all kinds of other things.
What about John Podesta related to a company that's doing business with another company that Vladimir Putin owns? And John Podesta, if you don't know, longtime Clintonite, who had everything to do with Barack Obama changing the tone and tenure of and starting with his executive orders, especially in his second term, and helping Hillary Clinton get elected. So she's going to have a major role in the administration, and it now turns out she has a financial role in Russian business practices, which is exactly what they're trying to pin on Donald Trump. That could reverse the whole Russia-Putin problem.
Does it matter? Listen, voters, their polling tells us that these two are the most unliked, untrusted two presidential contenders ever, so that voters have a tough choice.
They're the antithesis of Shannon Bream. Always very liked, always trusted. That's why at 2 o'clock and then later on O'Reilly, you're going to do something I like.
Kilmeade Bream, 2016.
Absolutely. We could run on a ticket in that order. Unless, of course,
well,
you want to be president sometime.
We'll negotiate.
When we come back, John Dickerson.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Six-year-old Ethan Dean from Sacramento, California makes the Dean's List. While some kids want to be Superman and maybe princesses, Ethan just wants to spend the day being a garbage man. Thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Ethan will get his run and his very own garbage route. Michelle Flynn of Make-A-Wish explains.
Well, it's an unusual wish. We reach into their imagination and we make it a reality.
Ethan's parents say his favorite part of the day is watching the garbage truck make its rounds. Ethan was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he was 8 weeks old. It's a genetic illness that affects the lungs and for which there is no cure. His garbage route will span several blocks with his friend Sam Turman, who will no doubt make one of his most special pickups of all time.
Probably pure joy, and I'm going to try not to cry.
Ethan Dean, you're an amazing young man, and I like your last name, too. You belong on this Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Kilmeade and Friends.
Welcome back, everyone. You know our big three that we're talking about. Off the rails, that's what Donald Trump's campaign is. Number two, game on. The president, I thought inappropriately, calls out Trump in a vicious way in front of Singapore's prime minister. And number one, plain full of cash. If it was so transparent, why didn't anyone know about it? I'm talking $400 million in Swiss francs handed over to Iran. And by the way, we just had Admiral Kirby on the channel, and he responded, said everybody knew about it, but it turns out nobody knew about it, including the Wall Street Journal. Senator Tom Cotton also weighed in. Meanwhile, one of the great books out right now, and I especially love them, I've always had a passion for history, especially history that most of which I did not know about. John Dickerson, the star of Face the Nation, and one of the most respected reporters in the country, especially when it comes to inside presidential campaigns, has got a brand new book. It's called Whistle Stop, My Favorite Stories, meaning his, from presidential campaign history. And John Dickerson, here you are a few days before you actually have to go to work on Face the Nation, and you're helping me with these three big stories. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brian. Thanks a lot for having me.
First off, we didn't predict this after you on Tuesday. Hey, by the way, I'm not endorsing John McCain. Never liked him. And I'm not there yet when it comes to endorsing Speaker Ryan. I thought we got through this portion of the campaign, unifying the party. How does this help Donald Trump?
I guess the argument for how it helps him is he's an anti-establishment candidate. Those are two members of the establishment, so anytime he's on the other side of a back and forth with them, it helps him. I don't know, though, that helps with the general election. I mean, if he can grow his part of the party, if he can grow his vote from people who haven't voted before, or haven't participated in politics before, who don't like politicians, then maybe it helps. But if he's going to rely on the party and rely on the party apparatus and rely on the coalitions that have voted for Republicans in the past, then being anti-establishment at this time is probably not enough, doesn't help him build a vote big enough to win.
So we've seen this over and over again. And, John, when you were on Fox and Friends earlier, we talked about all these times in which it looks like Donald Trump has destroyed himself, and he doesn't quite do that. This is my theory. You ready for it?
Got it. Go ahead.
All right. You have a pen? You know? Okay. Here's my.
I'm taking notes on my laptop.
Okay, fine. I'll hear the clicking noise shortly. I believe that Donald Trump is gets in front of these big crowds and sees how they love him. And I've been at a few events. You have been at them. I was at one last week, and it is as crazy and as intense and passionate and sincere as anything I've been at. It reminds me of a Notre Dame pep rally, and I think he believes these people are voting for me. Forget the polls. They love me, especially in the battleground states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. I don't need anybody else. And that he sees these crowds, and he thinks it's the entire Electoral College. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good theory. You know, you mentioned my book in the chapter on the Dean Scream. Howard Dean says the problem that he ran into was he would go out and give a speech in front of the crowd, and he would feel compelled to get the crowd whipped up, and he fed off of their energy. And this is what you're talking about. And then he said, you know, he'd go out and give a policy speech, and everybody would kind of go, oh, you know, and clap politely. And he said that was no fun. And so the fun of the campaign is the rally becomes the thing that you think the whole campaign is about. And so what you've described with Donald Trump is the same thing Howard Dean described in 2004. And, you know, that's incredibly alluring. The problem is that the people who attend your rallies are not the ones who you know, who go out and vote. That's why everybody, you know, in 1972, people used to say, well, everybody, not people, but one person famously said in New York, everybody I know is voting for McGovern. Well, that wasn't true.
John Dickerson with us. John wrote the book Whistle Stop, and I want to get to some of the different candidates and how they ran in the past and how it possibly relates to today. But, John, I want to tell you there's a theory that it looks like CNN's running with, that things are going so bad for Donald Trump and he's acting so irrationally that he might be trying to get out of the race. Have you heard that?
I've heard it only in speculation. Remember, there was a time, I don't know, it was in the primaries 6 months ago or so that this started, that one of the papers had a story about how, you know, he seemed to be kind of trying to sabotage his own campaign because he just didn't really want it. And then he went and ran a very tough campaign, I mean, ran hard, and beat 16 other candidates. So, you know, this rumor has kind of bubbled up and around for a while, the idea that he's trying to sort of do in his own campaign, blame it on something else and get out of it. I just don't see the evidence. I mean, we see the evidence of him doing things that undermine his own campaign, but we've seen that for months. So what's new about this? I mean, we know some things that are new, but what's new in terms of what he's doing? It's basically vintage Donald Trump, which is what has gotten him through the primaries. Vintage Donald Trump is what has such diehard supporters supporting him. So I don't know if there's, you know, and also finally, I guess my point would be you kind of have to know what's in Donald Trump's head.
Yep.
For this to have an idea about this theory, and I'm not sure anybody really does.
All right, let's talk about the campaign process. And you brought it up with the great categories, which I think are just fascinating to read. They're quick, they're concise, and a lot of it's brand new to people that don't do this and live this on a daily basis. First off, you talk about collapses. Michael Dukakis getting in that tank. He said, I saw him during the DNC do an interview and said one of his big mistakes was not fighting back against Bush 41. But you talk about 1988 getting in that tank. What was so fatal about that?
Well, I think, first of all, he didn't respond. His response to the attacks from the Bush campaign was basically to try and run the high road. So George Bush would ask, you know, why did you not force teachers, that there was a law in Massachusetts that said teachers didn't have to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and he said that was just fine. So why didn't you stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance? And in response to that, Dukakis would say, let's talk about health care. And it wasn't working. So at the last moment, he started to do the more symbolic kinds of things you sometimes have to do to keep yourself from being caricaturized and defined by your opponent. And so one of the things he tried to do is show that he was tough on defense, because this was one of the claims that the Bush campaign was making, that he was just too far left and that would endanger the country. And so to show that he was a strong enough national security leader, he gave a speech, and at the same day he went to a plant where they make Abrams tanks and got inside one and had this photo op, which was supposed to show that
how tough
he was, you know, that he was right, how tough he was, and it ended up kind of showing the exact opposite message.
Right, and soon it was over. A big lead just fell apart, and Reagan got what is what many people thought was his third term. You also talk about, and I think there's a lot of similarities here with Barry Goldwater. A lot of people, as he was zeroing in on the nomination, were fearing that this conservative was going to get that nomination. What was the big fear about Barry Goldwater?
Well, I think there was an electoral fear that he would just sink Republicans all up and down the ballot. I mean, it's very much what you hear with Donald Trump. Hugh Scott, who was a congressman at the time from Pennsylvania, said, you know, we're going to lose 30 seats in the House. That basically he was, and the policy fear was that he had voted against the Civil Rights Act, which Everett Dirksen, the leading Republican in the Senate, had worked to pass, and that basically Goldwater was out of the mainstream of the party, and that he was just too far fringe, and that he wasn't in keeping with where the country was going,
right?
And that would torpedo his campaign. And it's fascinating, as you know well, but that here in a losing campaign was nevertheless one of the birth moments of the conservative movement and changing the control of the Republican Party. One of the crucial things is changing the role of New York-dominated Republicanism in the Republican Party, breaking that relationship. And it was because that relationship was broken that you could have candidates rise in the West. And that, of course, prepares the way for Ronald Reagan to rise in 1980.
And here is Goldwater. The Stop Goldwater movement obviously failed. Rockefeller tried to make it happen. It didn't. You talk about it in your book. Here's Barry Goldwater talking about, he says something that we still know, we hear about today. Cut 42.
Let our republicanism, so focused and so dedicated, not be made fuzzy and futile by unthinking and stupid labels. I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
Why is that line still so famous and noted so often?
Well, a couple of things. One, what I didn't realize or what I'd forgotten until I wrote the chapter was that comes in like the 41st minute of the speech. It was a long, a powerful speech, but we think today, I think of that speech being defined by that quote, and really it was part of a much bigger argument he was making. But he was basically responding to Governor Rockefeller, who'd spoken and been booed at the convention about extremism in the party, and trying to basically say, and this is what the left was saying, that basically the party of Goldwater was a party that was fueled by the John Birchers, by some people claim the KKK, by these extremist elements. And what Goldwater was saying in a line that's it's basically a line about principle. And that you being called extreme when you're standing up for your principles is a badge of honor. And as we debate who is standing up for true conservative principles in politics, that's kind of the defining quote about sticking to your guns when, political correctness or political considerations are trying to get people or causing people to try and get you to change your mind. And it's been a theme, you know, Goldwater said that, but Everett Dirksen, to name him again, said a version of the same thing in 1952 when he was arguing against Eisenhower and arguing for Taft. He stood up in front of the convention and said, you know, we've gone the moderate path with Tom Dewey twice. He lost twice. Let's stick to our principles and actually offer a choice and not just a kind of weak echo of the Democrats. Goldwater was just able to really put it in a perfectly pithy phrase.
So the name of this chapter is, I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Green. That is Ronald Reagan's words. Let's hear it, then you could tell me, John Dickerson, of the significance.
Would the sound man please turn Mr. Reagan's mic off for a moment? Mr. Green. you turn that microphone off, please?
Ryan Payne with this microphone.
Crowd went crazy. Set the scene for us, John.
It's so great to still hear that.
Yep.
So they're in New Hampshire. Bush has won Iowa, shocking everybody, because Reagan was supposed to be the, you know, Reagan, who almost won the nomination in 1976 against Ford, was the big front runner, powerful. Ronald Reagan loses in Iowa, comes to New Hampshire, has to recoup, has to catch up somehow. So he stages a debate, just a one-on-one with Bush. While that's happening, and they're about to have their one-on-one debate, Reagan changes his mind and decides, let's have the other candidates participate. Originally, they wanted a one-on-one fight so Reagan could draw the clear contrast with Bush. Later, for a variety of reasons, he thought it would be better to have a bigger group. So while Reagan and Bush are sitting in their seats, behind him is Baker and Dole and Anderson wanting to get into the debate. And there's a – because Reagan's paying for the debate in order – which was – necessitated by a ruling having to do with who could sponsor the debate in equal time, and could you have a debate with just two candidates when there was a multi-candidate field. And Reagan said, well, forget the rules, I'll just pay for it. Because he was paying for it, he had the sound man on his payroll, which meant when the editor of the Nashua Telegraph tried to turn off his microphone, which is who you're listening to there, Reagan had the sound guy, so the sound guy wasn't going to listen to the editor of the paper, he was going to listen to the guy he was paying for. For his check that, or his paying, his writing his check that night, and that was Ronald Reagan. And Reagan basically took control of the moment, and it was a great sort of not only knowing the actor, knowing his moment, but also backed up all the things he was saying about being strong with the Soviets and not being weak in terms of fighting against Congress and the Washington establishment and the bloat of government. Here it was a physical embodiment of the strength that he was trying to convey in his campaign.
John Dickerson, I look forward to Face the Nation. This book is going to do great. It's called Whistle Stop. It's so interesting. My favorite stories from the presidential campaign history. Congratulations on all your success, John.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Brian.
All right, go get them, and we'll talk to you again. When we come back, we open up the phones. I know you have a lot to say about the way Donald Trump's handling his campaign, the way Hillary Clinton is actually quietly going through a very difficult moment, even though the polls don't reflect it right now, but it's being ignored because of Donald Trump stealing the thunder for the wrong reasons, and this disturbing news that we might have paid $400 million for the release of our hostages to our archenemy, Iran.
Kilmeade and Friends.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
We're mixing business with politics to give you the bigger picture on Fox Business Network, featuring dynamic political programming that has more people tuning in than ever before. Special reports from the team viewers trust, Bartiromo, Regan, Dobbs, and Cavuto. And from the debates right up to the election, expert insight and smart analysis you won't find anywhere else. For political coverage that's on the money, it's got to be Fox Business Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Roy Murdoch has walked into the room, a political commentator, outstanding Fox News contributor, and editor of the National Review Online. DeRoy, you know, one of the themes is Donald Trump blowing himself up at a time in which he could be actually rising in the polls because the Benghazi, another Benghazi parent, has called Hillary Clinton a liar. That's what you write about this week.
Yeah, I did a piece for National Review Online, which I believe will be posted this afternoon. I'm contributing editor there, not full-blown editor. But anyway, it focuses on this ongoing debate between Hillary Clinton and not one but now two of the parents of the guys killed at Benghazi. And Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, came out at the Republican National Convention and basically said that Hillary Clinton came out and looked at her as she was standing next to the casket of her dead son and said that a video was responsible for this. Hillary Clinton then came out on the news on Sunday, on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, and said that she didn't have any ill feeling for someone who in that moment may not fully recall everything that was or wasn't said, questioning her mental capacity. Well, it turns out that Charles Woods, who is the father of Tyrone Woods, another one of these men, these great public servants killed in Benghazi, he happened to have a diary where he writes important things every day, and he wrote down in his diary, quote, "I gave Hillary a hug and shook her hand, and she said, we are going to have the filmmaker arrested who was responsible for the death of my son." And, in fact, the man who created this Innocence of Muslims, this video that's so controversial, he, in fact, was arrested by the L.A. County Sheriff's and then locked up for a year in federal prison. Hillary Clinton says, well, you know, these people are hallucinating. They didn't. She said no such thing. She said very publicly, right into the microphones, right at the podium with all the cameras rolling and so on, that this was the result of, quote, an awful Internet video that we had nothing to do with, unquote. So her public statement completely matches what these parents of these dead American heroes said.
Well, what are we talking about?
Well, we've got this ongoing debate between Trump and the Khan family, and I guess he's now fighting with Paul Ryan and John McCain and saying he's not sure if he's ready to endorse them and so on. So,
saying the election's rigged.
Saying the election's rigged and all that. You ought to be focusing on Hillary Clinton's profound, incredible, congenital history of lying, not just history, but the current tendency to lie about almost everything, and also the fact the economy's growing at 1%. It's just sitting on
its
stereo.
Can anyone get through with him with what should be a logic?
Well, I think what Trump needs more than anything else is somebody to grab him by the lapels and say, listen, you can do this. If you focus, if you are specific, if you use your teleprompter, close your stupid Twitter account. You don't have to comment on anything and everything that goes on. Focus on Hillary Clinton and her shortcomings. Focus on this weak economy and prevent her from having the opportunity to spend 4 to 8 years doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on Obamaism.
It's not happening, though.
I wish somebody would grab my lapels and do that.
Yeah, Corey Lewandowski was too much of a yes man. Paul Manafort was supposed to be bring the hammer down. He had shown signs of doing that, but not over the last 4 days.
Certainly
hey,
not.
Go pick up the National Review online. Pick up DeRoy Murdoch. Get his insights on a very tumultuous time in American politics. Thanks, DeRoy.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Kilmeade from the Kilmeade and Friends radio show. If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Yup, it's called Super Beets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Super Beets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body. This equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. That's what you need to know. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure as well. You know, I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Plus, Super Beets now comes in black cherry flavor. So if the taste was holding you back before, then now is the time to try it. Get a 30-day supply for free with your very first order. For free. Plus, get the book Beat the Odds. Free, and a free shipping is thrown in as well. Call 1-800-541-2516. That's 1-800-541-2516. Or log on to briansbeats.com. That's briansbeats.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has refocused his criticism to his Democratic opponent. At a campaign rally in Windham, New Hampshire, Trump says Hillary Clinton isn't being honest about her private email server.
33,000 emails are gone, and nothing happened to her. It's her greatest achievement. I'm telling you, her greatest achievement is getting out of trouble. It's the only thing she's done well.
The results of a new survey indicate an identity crisis for the Republican and Democratic parties.
Only about one quarter of young adults say the two major political parties represent the American people. The Gen Forward poll shows an across-the-board feeling of disenchantment among voters ages 18 to 30. The survey also shows deep antipathy toward Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, the two least popular presidential nominees in the history of modern polling.